Blog Talk Radio.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to WFB Talk Continues, live here on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Rami with Sports Kings, and Cassie with the Shreveport Aftershocks for your 2009 IWFL Sports All-Star Game. It's going to rock and roll today, ladies and gentlemen. We are here up in the towers of Round Rock, Texas, at the Round Rock Independent School District football field, and what a day it's going to be. This is going to rock. This is going to be a great game. The teams are heading out to the fields now. We've got the blue, which is the blue is going to be the west, and the red is going to be the east. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to kick off here. The teams are heading to the fields now, and looks like we have everybody, all the coaches are ready to go.
Are you there?
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Yay. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Players head out to the field now. And let's see how we're going to do this. And what do we have? Oh, rosters. Yes, here we go. We got some of the rosters going on right now, ladies and gentlemen. I got the east, and we're working on the blue, so give us a few minutes here to get that going. And so what do you think, Cassie? How do you like it so far?
Oh, a great view up here. Should be a great game of football.
We're gonna have lots of fun. IWFL All-Star Game right now, ladies and gentlemen. And I think they're getting ready. They picked their captains, and the captains are heading out to the center of the field to do the coin toss. We got number for the east is going to be red, number 7, 11, and 32, and 88. And then for the blue, which is going to be the west, we got number 1,
number 15, 78, and 47.
All right. I cannot see the names. Here we go. Looks like you're getting ready to do the coin toss. Be just a few minutes. We're good?
I do recognize that blue helmet out there for the Western All-Stars. It's number 78, Joe Catanese from the Shreveport Aftershock.
That's going to be awesome. Here they go. They're showing the coin. Coin's being flipped down. I didn't get to hear through the call. Looks like the blue is going to not take the ball. They're going to defer it. They're going to elect to kick. And the red team is going to receive, and they're going to defend from our right going to the left. The red is going to receive. They're going to be going from the left to the right. And players shaking hands, getting ready to go. You're live here in Round Rock, Texas. Everything's looking good so far, ladies and gentlemen. It's a little hot. It's about 90 degrees. Got a little good wind coming in from the south. And all the, you know what's neat? They sent the guys in the camera down there. He's got a towel over.
Yeah, I'm sure that it's hot down there on that turf.
Oh, yeah, it's really hot. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a turf field. It's not a natural grass field. This is a turf field here at Round Rock ISD. And yesterday, as I noticed in the game a little bit, a few people were kind of slipping, but most of the time everybody got good grip. So everybody's going to do well. Here we go. All the referees are in the center. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready for kickoff. The blue is kicking to the red. you got to see this. This is so neat. Every All-Star that was chosen by their coaches and delegates, is that right? And players got a chance to come here to the All-Star game, and I believe they're going to have, like, they have alternates, and I mean, did some of the alternates make it, or?
Yeah.
Okay, some of the alternates are here also, and they're here playing the All-Star games, and everybody's wearing, it's just like the Pro Bowl, ladies and gentlemen, in the NFL. Everybody gets to wear their helmets from their respective teams, and you can see it's just like that. Then everybody's wearing a blue jersey or a red jersey. They all received the jerseys when they got here on Friday down at the Wingate Hotel here in Round Rock, Texas. And let's see. Right now, the blue is going to be kicking from our right, hitting it toward the left here on your internet radio dial, ladies and gentlemen. And the red's going to be moving from our left to the right when they receive. And the player who's kicking. Who's kicking?
Kicking off for the West, number... Oh, ball fell off the tee.
Little windy down there. Little windy.
And number 20. For the West, going to kick off.
Okay. And
back deep to receive for the East, number 83, maybe. And 88.
East 88 is going to be, ladies and gentlemen, give me just 2 minutes to get this going just a little bit. And here we go. I think the conference calls are done. Everybody's on the side. The referees are ready to go. They're getting ready to let the ball go. Everybody's got to get in their little respective corners and stuff. Ooh, that was a good little pass there at the sideline. I like that. Sweet. Number 86 is going to be Olivia Griswold. Kicking off. And kicking off is number 20, Sharif. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what they're waiting on. Looks like they're getting... Maybe they're getting a scoreboard, make sure everything's squared away. I believe the referee's going to be mic'd up for the game. We'll find out here in a little while. I don't think we're going to be able to hear her. She's going to be calling. Yeah, she would need that. Cool. Yep, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. We're still waiting for just a few minutes. I think they have to do a little conference call in the center, so give us a few minutes. I think they're waiting on from the booth to call down and tell them they're ready to go. Remember here, Round Rock ISD, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, they got it really hooked up here. Everything is built. They got instant replay. So if it's got a good, awesome play going on, they got instant. Oh, it's so neat. They got a nice little board over here with the big Jumbotron. It's really neat. It's just like the only thing in different places that some places don't have Jumbotron, so it's really neat to have a Jumbotron here. They did a great job. And my name is calling me. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. And oh, nice. I like that. Go ahead. Did you have something to say,
Cassie? I'm ready for kickoff.
I'm ready
for kickoff.
Yeah, let's get it going. I'm ready to go. And I believe the referees are waiting on something. Give us a few minutes here. I think. Okay, yeah, they're sending the ball off to the side. And it looks like they're going to wait a few minutes. Something's going on.
The Chiefs players are both teams going to the
sidelines for right now. Oh, we're doing the...
Just skipped right over the national
anthem. Anthem, yes. You totally forgot about the national anthem. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home listening to the broadcast here, they're going to be doing the national anthem. Give us a few minutes. Just hit that. That'd be good. Everybody went to their respective sidelines to... face the flag and do the national anthem. And players are ready to go. It's got a nice little crowd today. It's a little hot, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, you know, it's All-Star Weekend and the Championship Weekend. Congratulations to the teams that won yesterday in Tier 1 and Tier 2 for the IWFL. The KC Tribe won the Tier 1 game, and the Wisconsin Warriors won the Tier 2. That was so, two awesome games. So right now we're doing the National Anthem by Jan. I believe her name was Jan since I started telling you earlier. And yeah, everybody's out there. They're doing good. You got people on both sides. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, who are you going to go for? The blue or the red? What do you think, Cassie?
I don't know. Not choosing sides today.
Oh, no. Cassie got choosing sides. Oh, no. I got to choose a side. I think. Huh? She's going to say numbers. Yeah. Yeah, the numbers and the name and how many yards they got or whatever, stuff like that. And I do a lot of color commentary. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Wait a minute, now. Say that again? Okay. Okay. Cool. And let's see. Ooh, Grisafi for the West, who is a quarterback for the Chicago Force, one of my favorite players. Number 15 today. Oh, my God. I'm the announcer. Yeah, Quarterback Mama's in the chat room. Hey, welcome everybody to the chat room here at WFB Talk Continues. I don't know, Josh, should I be talking about Grisafi today? Should I go for one side or the other? Who should I go for? I've got to figure that out here in just a few minutes.
All right, both teams headed back on the field. We're getting ready for kickoff. The Western All-Stars going to kick off from our right to left to the Eastern All-Stars.
Yes.
Okay, back deep to receive from number 82, and I believe it might have been 86.
Okay, that's Jamie Naylor, and number 86 is Olivia Griswold. And the West is blue, and we got number 20 kicking off, who's going to be Sharif. Here we go. Kick. And you're looking right down. Oh, kick up, bumped over her head.
His passer picks it up on the 5. Starts making her way back upfield. Brought down to shy of the 15-yard line.
Awesome.
Looks like number 42 on the tackle there.
Number 42 is Ayanna Slaughter. Is that right?
That is correct.
Awesome.
Recognize that name.
Yeah.
Color Shreveport aftershock right there.
So that was your special team that came out right now. So we got the
first and 10 on the 15-yard line for the Eastern All-Stars. It's like number 7 in a quarterback.
Lisa Horton. Here we go.
That's the line under center. All right, handoff. Cuts it outside. Brought down, gain of about 4 yards. That was number 11.
Number 11, Kim Borion, who plays for the Militia. Awesome. Good play there.
The second and 6, the 19.
Defense is getting set.
All right, we're going to go from the shotgun. We've got like 3 receivers to the right. There's a snap. Oh, gets faster, gets over her head, tracks it down, gets rid of it. Oh, completion to number 5. And she's brought down at the 31-yard line by number 88.
Okay, we got Jennifer King, number 5.
So that was number 82 on the tackle there for the West.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Number 82.
That was good for a first down. Ball placed at the 31.
And defensive set.
Quarterback coming back under center this time.
I mean, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
Fake to the fullback, pitch out to the running back. She cuts it up, gets a couple yards. Again, number 11 for the East.
Number 11 for the East. Kim Borion. I like that name. Kim Borion, that's a good name. Borion. Hope everybody can hear. Remember now the team, the East Reds moving from our left to the right.
We got second and 8 on the 33. Looks like they switched out a few players.
Defensive set.
East comes up to the line. Quarterback under center. Again, two wide receivers, one to each side.
And
flag on the play.
Delay of game on the East. Loss of 5 yards. Looks like they're trying to bring in personnel. Didn't get there very well.
Well, we have to give them a little credit. They only practiced one time.
True.
All right, so this is going to be second and 13? Third and 13 after the penalty on the 28-yard line.
Defensive set. Here we go.
Take the snap. Get to the running back. Oh, brought down behind the line. Number 47 on the tackle. And 13.
Gallimore. Congratulations, Gallimore. Great tackle. Right behind the line, ladies and gentlemen. You should have seen it. Both of them rushed, kind of like a blitz formation from the defense, and they just rushed in there, bummed rusher, and got her behind the line. Loss of 3 yards.
This will be third down. That was second down.
Okay, so they had the scoreboard messed up.
So third down and 16 on the 25. We've got 11 minutes, 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Oh, we got some movement. Another penalty flag.
All-star. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, when you're in an all-star game, you're not going to be in sync because playing with they didn't practice like they did in the Pro Bowl because they got a week to practice and get together. These teams try like a day. So it's going to be a little delayed reaction, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be a little off. They're going to be fine because the cadence from the quarterback to the, to all the all-stars is going to be a little different because they're used to their quarterback. So you got to give them a little leeway there.
In the shotgun now, got through receivers to the left. Snap is off. She's rolling out to her left. Gets the throw off. Oh, the receiver got tripped up.
Yeah.
Fell down.
Accidental tripping. It was incidental tripping. Sorry, there's no flag on the play. Both teams are playing really well right now. IWFL.
That pass was intended for number 5 for the Eastern All-Stars.
He is.
So we got 4th and 21 on the 20. Like they are going to punt. And to punt is number
28.
Drops the ball, gets the kickoff.
Waving off, everybody needs to wave off. Oh. Wow, the West got good on that one.
Good bounce. He picked that up. Number 8, the West, picks it up on one bounce, returns it a few yards.
And don't bang quick. Quick from the,
the Wisconsin Warriors.
Yes. Awesome. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a defensive guy. I love playing on defense. I'm a defensive dude. I love talking about defenses. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the West Blue is moving from our right to the left. Here is
start on the 30-yard line. Great field position. We got number 15 in at quarterback under center.
Do we need to know that? Yes. Sammy Grassafi, hands off to number 14, right off the gut, right off the right side. It was awesome. Awesome play.
Picks up about 6 yards.
And I'm hearing rumblings. Sammy Grassafi might be playing next year. I don't know. We're going to find out. Hopefully we'll get her in an interview in the next couple weeks, either in WB Talk or at Sports Geeks here at Blog Talk Radio.
We got second and about 4 on the 24. One receiver to each side, quarterback under center. Makes a handoff to the fullback, pitches it out to the running back, number 14.
Awesome.
And picks up the first down, it looks like.
Movie.
Across the 20.
Awesome, awesome play. Looks like the West is a little bit more in sync.
Yeah, they've got the ball, they're moving it down the field.
Defense is looking a little shaky right now here for the East. It looks like they'll get it down, give them a few minutes here. And they're running their standard 4-3, which is good. 4-3 stack. You know, you got your defensive ends getting right in there. Now they move into your standard 4-3 stack.
Hand off again to the running back. She takes it down to the 5. Brought down by several Eastern All-Stars.
I seen something pretty cool. Time 9:01 left in the first quarter. Looks like they got the first down, so it's going to be first and goal. Both sides doing good. Sammy Grassafi's engineering a pretty good drive down going for the score. Here we go.
All right, same formation again for the West. One receiver to each side, a little offset eye formation. Hands off this time to the fullback. She gets a couple yards before being brought down. That was number 42 on the carry, brought down by number 15.
And we all know who number 42 is. I love her. I love Ayanna. She is awesome. And we're looking at 8:20 still left in the first quarter, ladies and gentlemen. Looks like Sammy and Meg Glass got tangled up on the last play a little bit, but they're doing very well. They're gunning for each other. They just love it. All stars are trying to figure out who's going to win this game. It's awesome. Here we go.
All right, little pitch to the running back. Oh, we got a couple flags on the play.
Holding.
Brought down for a loss.
Initial call looks like it's going to be holding right now for the West. So they're already walking back, and they know they didn't hold. Let's see what the referee does. Get the official call here, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the blue West is moving from our right to the left. They were on the 3-yard line, and they're not doing very well. Second down. It's going to be holding 10-yard penalty, so that'd be fine.
We got second goal from the 13. 7:51 left in the first quarter. West coming up to the line. Same formation. One receiver to each side. Oh no, we got split backs.
Soft in the center. Here she goes.
Drops back, rolls out. Oh, gets hit as she's trying to throw. They call it incomplete.
She got it off.
She's trying to get rid of it.
She was trying to get rid of it. She did a good job. She almost got sacked on that play. Good job on the defense. They're holding here in the red zone right now, ladies and gentlemen. 7:28 left in the first quarter.
It looked for a minute like they were going to take over and march it right in. The West put a stop to it for a moment.
Somebody woke up. Somebody woke up on the east side, told them, let's get going. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Sophie, bring them to the line. Here she goes. Keep it set.
Ooh, reverse.
Nice little reverse. And I think they're going to learn.
Number five. Is she going to get in? And she runs it in. That's number five for the touchdown for the West. So Grisafi pitched it to her left, and she running back took a couple steps, tossed it to the receiver, coming back to the right, and I guess caught the defense off guard
and went
around the outside and took it in for the score.
So number five was Adams. Number five, Adams, goes in for the score. 7:18 left in the first quarter. Touchdown for the West.
Hey, they're going to go for two. Oh, quick snap.
And Christopher goes right up the gut, and 2 points.
Oh, we got some flags on the play.
False start.
False start.
Initial call, false start.
They called us off guard, and I guess we caught them off guard, too. That just shows you that on that reverse, that last, with the touchdown, the talent of these players, you know, to be able to put that together with 1 3-hour practice and warm-ups this morning, that's pretty amazing.
Definitely amazing. Looks like Christophe was trying to sneak it in, and she didn't. But everybody else was kind of a little lagging just a little bit.
That'll be from the 7 for 2 points. She pitches it to number 14, goes around the right.
Oh,
she's brought down.
Oh, she got hit. Slammed hard to the ground. I think both players are down.
Big hit.
Yeah, big hit, ladies and gentlemen. Right there on the 4-yard line. Calling trainers. Trainers are coming out. Number 14, Moby. Moby for the West collided with number 14. We got a timeout. Right now we got a timeout, injury timeout, be just a few minutes. 7:18 left in the first quarter. Both players collided pretty hard, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna see. Be just a few minutes. I can't see the numbers. We know number 14 was running the ball for trying to get in there for the touchdown, and she got hammered hard right at the 4-yard line. They both collided really, really hard. I believe they just knocked the breath out of each other.
14's up, walking off. Still got a Eastern All-Star down, trying to figure out her number here.
I think they just got knocked the breath out of each other. Is she holding her arm?
She is holding her arm.
Okay.
I am.
She might have broken it.
Can't get a number. She's walking off the field. Good to see both of them get up and be able to walk off on their own.
In their own power. Ladies and gentlemen, looks like the West is getting ready to kick off. As they score the touchdown, they're going to be going kicking off from our right to the left. Still 7:18 left in the first quarter.
Got the West up 6-0 right now over the East.
Did a very good job. They did a very good job. They tried to get that 2 points and get it.
Not for the penalty. They would have had it on the first.
Exactly. Sammy Grisafi did a great job on that engineering that drive right there. She did. She was trying to get that 2 points, and of course, you know, do a false start. It's always harder to get back into the end zone.
All right, number 20 for the West kicking off again.
I mean, Sharif kicking off. Good kick. Oh!
Build it about the 25, slips out of her hands.
And
they're running up the sideline, far sideline, brought down by a pack of West tacklers at the 40-yard line. There is a penalty flag I see on the far side.
Yes. We got blocking in the back. I believe that's 82. That's what it looked like to me. I mean, just, oh, the tea. Don't always forget to bring the tea in.
I think that was 32. The numbers were running together.
Block it on the back by the east. They're going to count it off. 10 yards. P2 is going to be... Can't read the writing. Dintuma? Oh, okay. For the ref, that injury we had a little while ago, looks like number 15. For the east, number is that right? 15.
That looks like a Dallas Diamonds helmet to me.
Number 82, number 15 is going to be... There's 12. Did I just miss something? Did they count off two penalties? Yeah, look at that.
They had a loss of 18.
18
yards. It is second down. We're trying to figure out the injured players. All right, so the East is coming up to the line on their own 7-yard line. Got three receivers to the right. They're moving from our left to right. Only one running back in the backfield. Quarterback number 7 drops back, throws it. Oh, in and out of the hands, number 8.
Lisa Horton tries to complete it to number 8, and then right out of her hands is going to be Sharon Vasquez.
So that brings up third and long.
Third and long. No. It's not on here. I can't see it.
Tiffany Button for the Dallas Diamonds. I thought I recognized that helmet.
Okay. Here we go.
The injured player for the East was number 15, Tiffany Button from the Dallas Diamonds.
Oh, cool. Tiffany Button. She's sitting on the sidelines. She's still got her helmet on. I don't think looks like she's going to be back in, but they are still working on her on the sidelines. Give us a... We'll check her out through the game and see if she's going to come back or not.
Okay, so we got 4th and 28 after another incomplete pass from the East. Come up to the line. Looks like they're going to punt. Punter standing about halfway back in the end zone. Gets the kickoff. Takes a bounce, a little shy of the 30. Picked up a number 8, looks like. Brought back to the 25-yard line. So the West, again, are going to start off with good field position.
Van Quick, looking good. Looking good for the Blue.
Got just under 6 minutes left in the first quarter here.
Awesome. Wow. When you say under 6 minutes, it's 5:59. And looks like defense is getting ready to come up to the line. Remember, the Blue West is moving from our right to the left, and they're going to try to score again. Looks like Sammy Gosafi.
Still in at quarterback.
Looks
like they can't get call timeout. I guess they can't get their play together.
Yep. They had to call a timeout. Timeout! Come on, Sammy. You can do better than that. QB Mama. Love you, QB Mama. She in the chat room. So here we go. We got a timeout right now. We have 5:59 left in the first quarter. First and 10 on the 25-yard line. And who's that? Is that the umbrella woman?
Spotted the umbrella of Nancy from WSB Talk.
She's having fun down there. So here we go. referees have a little conference. Everybody's having both conferences on each side. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the podcast. If you don't have time and need to go away from your computer, this game will be up right after we get done here. You can check it out here on WFB Talk Continues at Blog Talk Radio, your IWFL 2009 All-Stars here in Round Rock, Texas.
All right, back on, ready for play. We're going to go from the shotgun this time for the West. We've got one receiver to the left, two receivers to the right. Split backs in the backfield. Snap, handoff to number 14. She takes it for a big gain. She may make it all the way.
Touchdown!
And she does. Number 14 runs it in. 25-yard touchdown.
Number 14. Good job. Good job, number 14. Where's the 14 on here? Oh, there it is. Moby. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. Moby goes in for a touchdown here. I think they're going to try to go for two here, I think. They're trying to get those points back. Here you go. Defense is set.
And snap. Kersoffi's going to take it herself.
Denied.
Does not make it.
Denied.
So we got a score of 12-0. The Western All-Stars are ahead of the right now with 5:49 left in the first quarter. West will be back on the field kicking off again.
Yay! And how do you say the number 14? Moody. Is that right? Moody?
Moody. Let's see. Ashley Moody from the Los Angeles Amazon.
Oh, it's Moody.
The name I see in the program.
Awesome. Here we go. And it looks like all the players get back out there, get ready to receive. And the West is getting ready to kick off from our right to their left. Ladies and gentlemen, they did bring a stretcher out right now. The paramedics are down there checking stuff out. We'll get you injury updates on here in a few minutes. Now, the young lady, number 15, she's fine. She's alert. She's talking. She's got her helmet on. But the paramedics are down there on the sideline. They're going to try to see what's up with her. As soon as we find out more information on it, we will get it to you here live here on WS Talk Continues on Blog Talk Radio. Everybody, it looks like people are coming up to her.
Yep.
People are coming up to her. Seems like she might be hurt a little bit, but we'll see here in just a few minutes. But the stretcher's going back to the ambulance, so they're going to be fine. Good.
Oh, wow. Great booming kick through the end zone.
Through the end zone. Now, Cassie, did they ever teach you if you kick it, you know, like it goes out on the 1-yard line or 10-yard line, is that a flag? Is that like the NFL rules?
On kickoff? Yes, I believe it is.
Is that right? Okay. Awesome. So remember now, ladies and gentlemen, this is professional women's football. They play all the same rules as the NFL. And the only thing that's different is the football size. That's it. Some teams that... Okay. And
let's see. East coming to the line. Number 7 still in at quarterback. Got offset eye, one receiver on each side.
Lisa Horton.
Under center. Takes a snap. Pitches it out to number 13, looks like. She gets about 5 yards. Knocked out of bounds by number 5, number 3, number 26.
And they were missing a flyer. On the blue, somebody came running out at the last minute. She was running the field and got into the play. So that's good. That's good. At least she got into the play.
Good. Second and 5 on the 25-yard line.
Remember now the East is moving from our left to the right.
Quarterback under center gives it to the fullback straight up the middle. Gets enough for the first down. Brought down at the 35-yard line. Carry there is number 41 for the East.
Anna Annie Apron from the Blitz.
We got
first and 10, 35-yard line, 5 minutes 15 seconds left in the first quarter.
Here we go. Defensive set. Lisa Horton.
Takes a snap, this time given to the running back. Number 11 cuts it to the outside. Brought down by number 5 from the west.
That was Kim Borion. Kim Borion takes that. She's doing a pretty good job. It's a little bit she got snuffed out there just a few minutes from the blue.
We got 2nd and 7 on the 38-yard line.
A little bit faster than I thought. But both teams are doing very well.
All right, number 7, is that Lisa Horton for the East?
Lisa Horton.
Still in at quarterback, comes under center. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff to the running back. Throws out to her right, or her left. Oh, great reception. See a number?
Number
8 on the catch.
That was Sharon Vasquez, who plays for the Pops.
That 40-yard reception?
40-yard reception.
All the way down to the 18-yard line. It's like the Easter knocking on the door, trying to get it in the end zone now. Get their offense going. Offset eye. One receiver to each side.
Remember, we're moving from the left to the right. It's going to be eye right. Offset eye right.
Pitch out to the running back. Oh, brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Tackle there by number 5.
Oh, that was a west. Mean hit. Mean hit. I love when those players like me and Ian, they sit there going, yeah, I did it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Defense is set. Ooh, change of personnel. Number 44 is in for the game.
Same formation again for the East. Sort and drops back, throws it up. Oh! Nice. The jumping, diving.
To Sharon Vasquez. She didn't get it.
In and out of her hands.
In and out of her hands. Right at the 1-yard line. And the blue.
3rd and 9.
Okay.
On the 17.
2:54 left in the first quarter. Defense is up there, calling audibles.
Oh, we got a different formation now. We got 3 receivers to the right, 1 back in the backfield. Lisa Horton takes the snap. She's rolling out to her right. She's pointing at someone. And great pass for a touchdown, number 5.
Sharon Vasquez, touchdown for the East. Congratulations on that.
Like I said, she was rolling out. She's pointing, giving directions.
That's neat. Lisa Horton, she's a commander general on the field. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the East is moving from our left to the right, going for the 2-point conversion, looks like. I think defense was a little, defense on the blue, I think they were there, or they just.
That was a great pass. She
just
threw
awesome.
It over the defender's hand.
Perfect, just like in the pros.
Could get it.
Yep. Just like in the pros, just like you see, any football player that plays in the pros, just like that.
So they're going to go for the kick.
Nope.
It's going to be the number on the kicker for the E.
Oh, botch
bad
kick.
Bad snap.
And
it's falling on by the holder.
So it looks like nobody's doing very well on the extra points or 2-point conversions right now.
We got a score of 12-6 after the touchdown by the East.
And both teams are getting ready to come off. We got 2:47 left in the first quarter here at WFB Talk on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, excuse me, WFB Talk continues at Blog Talk Radio. I keep forgetting she has so many shows. BJ. It's so neat, ladies and gentlemen. I got to meet BJ this weekend. It's the best. She's the best and amazing woman here in the whole wide world. Met the crew. I got to meet Meg. I got to meet Nancy. It was an awesome weekend, guys, here in Round Rock, Texas. So, I believe... Okay, now they got the shoulder pads off of number 15. They're still working there on the sidelines. The paramedics are still kind of there. They're kind of watching over to see if things can happen.
Looks like she may have her arm in a sling. Shoulder.
Okay.
Shoulder injury.
Probably popped it out. Yeah, they did hit pretty hard. So here we go. We got
all right,
the.
So we're set for kickoff. We got 29 kicking off. Short kick taken by number 47 at the 43-yard line. Brought down about the 46-yard line, 47.
Good. Everybody did very good on that play. So right now it looks like the blue is going from our right to the left, and Sammy Grisoff is still in for the West. Commander in General, Sammy Grisoff. Looks like she's changed the personnel. And I believe she was counting the players in the huddle. That's pretty good. You know, lots of things you do as a quarterback. Since back then, you count your personnel and make sure, hey, you're not supposed to be in.
All right, going out of the shotgun now. Hand off to the back. The Eastern defender stripped the ball. He's going to take it all the way back for a touchdown. Dive into the end zone. Of course, the penalty flag comes out.
Oh, you can't do that. Especially
and I think she may have hurt herself. It was number 88. Like she just stripped the ball on the handoff.
On the handoff, it changed between Sammy Grisoffi and the running back. I mean, didn't get a very good change, but they got penetration by the ease. They penetrated so hard that they were back there in the handoff exchange and just stole the ball away, ladies and gentlemen.
That was number 88.
Yeah,
on the steal of the ball and running it back in for...
88. I'd like to get the name on that. We'll get your name for that here in just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't see it.
Yeah. We'll get that here in just a few minutes. It looks like we're going for... Nope, they're going to go for two. Lisa Horton is commanding general. Kimba coming out there right now. She's going to go for 2 points. And they haven't changed the scoreboard right up to gut. 2 points. She gets it.
Is that 41? Is that Christina Hutchinson? It was number 41.
I think that's Christina Hutchinson. It looks like her.
Oh, the East has called their way back, taking a 14-12 lead here with 2:25 left in the first quarter.
Nope, Monica Foster. Diamonds. Huh?
Her name's not on the roster. Number 88.
You find me number 88. It's not on there. Oh, let's see who it is. So that was a quick score, ladies and gentlemen, here for the East. That was awesome. Took that ball away. If you could just see, if you're watching the pros and stuff, every time, once in a while, when a player's trying to strip the ball, well, she was trying to strip the ball, but she stripped it and fell right into her hands, and she ran it deep for a touchdown. We will get you the name for the player for number 88 here in just a few minutes. But that was an awesome play. So we got the East and the West. East is fixing the kickoff. They're moving from our left to the right.
I was about to say they only have 10 players on the field, but one just ran on.
There we go. Yeah, I don't know if they
got to delay a game penalty because they couldn't get the
personnel
on the field.
Actually, they marked off 10 yards on that one.
Maybe illegal participation. came in after the
legal substitution, it could have been.
Oh, that's the oh, they're marking off the penalty now for the
For the dive.
Dive, yes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the East player dived into the end zone for the touchdown when there's no one around her. So yeah, she did.
Number 20 kicking off.
Takes it up the deck.
Taking about the 40. Run back to the other 40. Let's see if we can get a number on who that was. Number 8, 20, maybe?
Number
20? 20.
Sharif again. Doing good. So, looks like here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Sammy Korsoff is coming back out to try to redeem herself. And the botched up play she had a little while ago. Hopefully that won't get that penetration again. Hopefully. Here we go. Playing the...
We got first and 10 from the 39-yard line in the shotgun. Takes the snap a little low. Passes it. Oh, in and out of the hands of the receiver. Almost picked off by the East.
Sammy, good pass. Good pass for Sammy Grisoff. She did a great job. She's going to the sideline to cut the play. Here she comes. Sammy and company is moving from our right to the left. Looks like they're going to try to score again. We got 2:12 left in the first quarter. Go ahead.
Again, same formation. Shotgun. Back on each side of Grisoffi. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, and...
Timeout.
I see down here on the east sidelines working on the snaps between the quarterback and the center, and I would imagine that's probably one of the toughest things. You know, you get used to your center for your team and having to adjust and learn how, you know, what to expect from other players on different teams.
Yep. Timing. Mm-hmm. So we're sitting here at a timeout with 2:11 left in the first quarter. Listen to WFB Talk Continues and Blog Talk Radio with your host, Remy and Kathy. And our silent producer in the background, DJ. Who pretty much likes the game show herself. He doesn't like doing play and play. I love DJ. I want to get her to do it one of these days, I promise. I will get her to do play-by-play with me one day. Right? She hides from me.
Second and 10 on the 39-yard line. Again, same formation, shotgun, two backs. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. A little movement.
Encroachment, I believe, is going to be the initial call, yes. Encroachment on the east. So, mark off 5 yards for that. Sammy liked that a lot. Like, oh, we're closer now. We're going
to
get the
score.
Anytime
you can get the defense to give you yards.
Yeah.
Now we got it.
Second and 5. I don't think that's right. Is that supposed to be first and 5?
On the field, they got first. All right, snap. Handoff to number 14. She runs it around the right. Gain of about 10 yards on the play. Picks up the first down.
That was Moody. Moody. She's been running pretty good today. Running that off tackle. She runs that off tackle play. Pretty good. She's doing a very good job. It looks like Sammy Grisoffi is getting the team together to try to score again. Hopefully they won't have that same play. I see your teammate in there.
Yeah. Now we're going back to the offset eye. One receiver on each side under center. Drop back, hand it off. Number 14 again.
Yep.
They're working her. Looks like she gets brought down right at the line of scrimmage.
Right at the line of scrimmage. They tried to do some misdirection. Ayanna went out there and tried to block it, but they thought when the defensive end came popped out, she thought she had the ball, but they went misdirection.
We got second and 10 on the 23-yard line. Clock's winding down almost. 1 minute left in the first quarter.
Here we go. Sammy, bring him up to the line.
Going back to shotgun. He's calling out. Drops back to pass. Throws it up. Receiver's wide.
Oh, sweet. That was a sweet. It was good. It was a good dump pass.
Reception there by number. Can't see that far.
83. I saw it. Zuby. Zuby. Is that right?
Good. First and goal on the 4-yard line. Hands off to number 14, runs it right back up the middle. Brought down just shy of the goal line. It's about the 1-yard line. Gained 3 yards on the play. Clock's winding down under 20 seconds.
Okay.
Left in the first quarter. The Bears had to get another playoff.
Zuby?
So that is the end of the first quarter here at the 2009 IWFL All-Star Game.
Round Rock, Texas. Woohoo!
That's for East 14, West 12. The West are knocking on the door of another score, trying to punch it in. So we'll switch ends of the field here.
And Zuby, the game down to this, we saw Grisafi threw a pass to number 83. I found him to, it was Zuby. And Zuby got him down here where they're at. He completed the pass, and it was awesome. Good little dump play. She checked off her receivers. Grisafi did a great job.
Is that her teammate in the force?
Could be. Z-H-U-B-I.
Yes, sure is.
Okay, cool. That was her teammate, so she already knows what's going on. She knows she's like. So that was pretty cool. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The start of the second quarter. We're now 15-minute quarters here for the Professional Women's Tackle Football, IWFL. And it looks like they're going to run over to the right hash mark. The blue is going from our left to the right, and they're trying to score. Here we go. And goal line defense, right up the gut. Oh,
she scored.
But she got pounded. She got hit hard, ladies and gentlemen. Imagine the force of this big wall right at the goal line, but still scores. Yeah.
14
is now not Zuby, but it's
Moody.
Moody, yes. So Moody gets a touchdown here in the All-Star game. Congratulations.
Looks like they're going to go for two.
Again. Hopefully Sammy can complete it this time. Come on, Sammy. Okay.
Same formation off that eye. Drops back. Fakes the handoff. Gets past one tackler. And brought down.
He tried. So in three point attempts, have not been able to succeed.
Oh, 3 2-point.
Yeah, 3 2-point. Have not succeeded yet.
West did regain the lead, 18-14. Just 5 seconds gone off the clock in the second quarter.
So it looks like it's getting ready to kick off here. Remember, teams switch sides because they ended the quarter, they started the second quarter. Yeah, everything's looking good so far. I see my friend Megan out there. She's playing special teams. My good friend Megan Glass from the Houston Energy. Right? She still plays for the Energy, right? Yes. She still plays for the Houston Energy. And here we go. The blue is going to be kicking from our left to the right. we'll see. That's one thing I haven't seen yet this weekend. A run back for a touchdown and a kickoff. You see that every once in a while.
I got number 20 for the West to kick off.
Sharif.
Good kick. Taken about the 17-yard line. Number 82. Run all the way back to the 40, brought down by a swarm of blue jerseys.
I believe that's Jamie Naylor. Jamie Naylor. Sweet.
A good run back there.
That was a good run back. So the red is going to be moving from our right to the left. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You got the situation under control. Nice formation. Lisa Horton still in a quarterback. She goes.
Hand off to the fullback straight up the middle. Handful of yards. Three fourths were brought down. Was number 41 for the East on the carry. 44, I'm sorry, 44.
44. It's not on here either. Or if it is, it's Samantha Thacker. That sounds right. I think so.
Going back up to the line. I formation, one receiver each side.
Yeah, it looks like the defense for the blue changed to 3-4.
Makes the handoff. Oh. Quick pass. Knocked out of the hands. The intended receiver there, number 86.
And when blue, so they were playing the standard 4-3, they moved to the 3-4, and that helped them out a little bit on that situation.
Oh, they had the extra linebacker.
Yep.
Back there.
Yep.
A little short pass.
Can you know, cut off that dump pass that Lisa Horton was trying to get to. Thread it in there, didn't thread very well. And here we go.
I got just one back in the backfield, three receivers to the right. Takes the snap, rolls out to her right. It's rolling. Oh, going to take it herself. Gets up pretty close to first down, looks like. That was 3rd and 7 on that play.
And
she's pretty close.
She got it. Let's see if they're going to give it to her. I think they're going to measure this one. Yep. Nope, I don't think they're going to measure. Nope, they gave it to her.
First down. Right at the 50-yard line.
That was sweet. That was close.
Yeah, 1st and 10. Over 15. 13 minutes, 25 seconds left in the first half.
Here we go.
Lisa Horton, under center, takes a snap, pitches it back to her left. Number 11, cutting it up the outside, trying to get out to the sideline. Brought down by number 88. 28. And number 82.
28 and 82 for the West. Don't you see anything? I don't think all the players are on here, are they? Oh, Thompson. Thompson, number 28.
We got 2nd and 7 on the 47-yard line. Back to the I formation.
Oh.
Snap, hand off to the fullback straight up the middle. Gets a couple yards. That was number 81 or 21. Number 21 on the carry for the East All-Stars.
I know that ponytail from any time, from anywhere. You know that, right?
Who was that, number 21?
No, I think I was talking about number 89. I think that's Christina Hutchinson's.
Okay, same formation again for the East. Hand off to the fullback. Tries to cut it a little outside. No no gain there. Brings up three fourth down.
Fourth down, looks like he's going to punt.
Not so sure about that.
Looks like Lisa's staying in the game.
We got fourth and four. The 44-yard line.
Yeah, they're going for it. They're going for it. Trips right.
Rolling out to her right. Getting around the outside. Got one. Right at it. She stretches out as she's brought down. It's going to be close again.
Another close call. Oh, they gave it to her.
And first down for the East.
All the players are happy. They're like, yay, we got a first down. Awesome. So Lisa Horton is taking control of this quarter at this time. We're going to see here in just a few minutes. And I believe, I don't see that number 15 down on the field anymore. We know that she didn't go in the ambulance or anything like that. As soon as we find out more on her shoulder, we'll see what happens with, you know, initial injury shows that number 15 got a shoulder injury, and she's probably down in the locker room getting some ice and stuff to see if they can help her out.
Right, first again from the 40-yard line. Delay of game.
I just noticed the zero on the clock.
That's what I saw too. I was looking around.
Does that help you when you watch it? Do you watch that clock a lot?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yes. Okay. So you're very conscious of that clock, huh? Right. So okay. Do coaches, you know, coaches really stress on that when, like, toward the end of the game, write it down for like 1 second, and then,
yeah.
Call the playoff.
Yeah. And it's, you know, great. You can see it from under center.
Sweet.
All right, shotgun, takes a snap, throws out to number 29. Pass completed. It gets back to the original line before the penalty there.
Yep.
Gain of 5.
Yeah, that is Christina Hutchinson from the East Energy. Y'all should be used to her.
Seen her a couple times in action.
She played a lot, remember?
Uh-huh.
She'd like punt, kick,
wide receiver.
She was an all around young girl there.
We got 2nd and 9 on the 39-yard line. 9 minutes, 24 seconds left in the first half. Shotgun. Got the same play. I was about to say she's going to roll to her right. That's what she did last time from that same formation. Breaks the tackle and then is brought down by a swarm of blue jerseys.
Nice play.
It's like the same play they ran just a moment ago on 4th down. 3 receivers. Trips right. Receivers go downfield. Got one back in the backfield. She blocks for her. Tries to get around the outside.
Excuse me.
We got 3rd and 5 for the East. On 35-yard line.
You can cut that part out.
Back under center. Pitch out to the left. Number 11 runs it up for a first down.
Nice. Number 11 is... You know, I'm going to tell people next time when they do numbers, do them in numerical order.
Hmm.
Not by name. There's no 11 on here, BJ. Can you see it? And here we go. Miss Horton's in the shotgun. Go ahead.
Oh.
Lisa Horton tried to get it to Christina Hutchinson and incomplete at the 19-yard line. Excuse me, at the 21-yard line.
Number 11 for the East is Kim Boroyan.
Okay, so it's Boroyan.
Boroyan.
Why did I see that? I'm totally blind today.
The numbers are not good.
Yeah, remember that? Like I was doing my algebra.
I got 2nd and 10 on the 27-yard line. We're moving from our right to left. 7:45 left in the first half. Got like double two receivers each side. Hand off to the running back, number 41. Drop for a loss.
Did you see the Montreal Blitz player, Annie Arpin? I'm still in talk over them. Coming all the way from Canada to play the Texas. That's cool. But they got a taste of culture coming to Texas. Remember, like, we're live here on WF Big Talk Continue, the Block Talk Radio, Route Rock, Texas. I wonder if it's just a yee-haw. Can you yee-haw? All
right, we've got 3rd and 11 in the shotgun. 2 receivers each side, 1 back. To the Lisa Horton's left in the backfield. Takes the snap, drops back. Throws, completes to number 11. Brought down for gain of about 5.
Kim Borion.
For the West there, number 20 on the tackle, number 8.
20. Sharif. We call her name a lot today. Punts, kicks. Playing the defense. And let's see that player down anyway. Huh?
Number 8 is the quarterback from the Wisconsin Warriors, Van
Quick. Yeah. Van Quick. She's awesome.
All right, same formation again for the East. The shotgun. Oh, high snap. Gets over her head. She picks it up about the 35, running backwards. Throws it, gets the ball away. It's a little short.
That was
a great play. That was a fourth down attempt right there.
I think that was a touchdown. That could have been a touchdown.
That's hard to throw. That's a hard throw. You're running sort of backwards,
mm-hmm.
throwing. She was rolling to her right,
yep.
But on the run, sort of backpedaling.
Yeah, she's sort of backpedaling. It's just like you see in the pros, when you see in the pro game, same thing, you know, you got to have that strength. If you don't have the strength, you're doing a complete pass. All quarterbacks go through that.
All right, so the East turned the ball over on down. The West will take over on the 23-yard line, 1st and 10.
Okay, Deputy Sheriff. Okay, cool. Sheriff. I'll make sure I remember that. Thank you very much in the chat room.
Go Crush.
Go Crush. Grosafi back there, commanding and generaling. Nice.
Oh, threaded the needle there. Hit the receiver, had defenders on both sides of her.
Oh, my God.
That would be enough for a first down.
Yeah.
I didn't see the number there on the reception, but great pass.
That was awesome. Grosafi. My girl, Grosafi. I like my Grosafi.
1st and 10 on 33. We're going to go shotgun again.
We got some after shock in there. Ayanna Slaughter. I see her back there.
2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right.
Yep.
Pass. Oh, Grosafi gets hit as she releases the ball. Ball is incomplete.
And Grosafi is number 15 for the West Blue. It looks like both defenses are doing very well today. It looks like the coach is trying to get every player into the game. So he's switching out every once in a while. You know, key players, you know, you get your quarterbacks, running backs, or pretty much, but he looks like he's trying to mix up the defense a little bit and give people all kinds of playing time. Go ahead.
All right, same formation again. Shotgun, handoff to number 81. She sat or brought down for a loss. She couldn't get around the outside. Tried to cut it around the outside.
Looks like A-Train was trying to lead the way, and they just got a little bit more penetration. 81. I'll continue for that here. Just a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, I'm going to start saying sheriff from now on, just like the county sheriff here in Texas.
We've got 3rd and 15 on the 28-yard line, 4:48 left in the first half. Again, shotgun formation, running back on both sides, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Takes a snap, drops back, ball's up in the air. Oh, just out of grab. Ball intended there along the sideline for number
83. Yes, that's Zuby, her favorite target. Zuby plays for the Chicago Force. And
okay, your head coaches today for the West, Coach Penn from the California Quake, and for the East, Coach Savas from the Freedom, Manchester Freedom.
Awesome. And it's looking like I had a punt just now, because it was 4th and 15. So now the red takes over. Get ready to number 5. Looks like this. Oh, no. Okay, Lisa Horton's still in there. I wonder if she's going to play pretty much quarterback for the whole game. What do you think? I think so. Okay, so we know why that. Yes, some players, you know, they opted not to play because they played last night, but we got to say congratulations to the KC Tribe. I'm sure that they wanted to come out today, but I think they're resting. They're watching. So most of the players are here watching. Of course, you know, when you win a championship, ladies and gentlemen, you kind of want to take some time to relax and stay up all night talking about it like most people do. I like doing that too, you know, I don't mind doing that.
It'd be hard to play, you know, a 7 o'clock game Saturday night, get up and play a 10 o'clock game Sunday morning.
It's a little tough, you know, especially the intensity they had last night, the KC Tribe, you know, they
and
put
the
everything. Yeah. You know, both. I mean, all 4 teams that played yesterday, you know, they had so much intensity that it'd be kind of tiring to play again this morning. Some of them took a break, but a lot of them are here. They're chilling out here today. So,
all right, we got 1st and 10 on the 48-yard line for the East, headed from our right to left. Quarterback under center, pitches out. The running back tries to get around the outside, maybe a yard. Number 13 there on the carry.
Numbers, it's a numbers game, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about. Score, West 18 and the East 14. The East has got the ball, they're moving from my right to the left.
Go back to the I formation, one receiver on each side. Same play, going opposite way this time. Cuts it down around the corner, back up the middle.
That was a good little trap.
15.
That was a good little trap play there in the center. That's pretty nice.
There's a big hole there opened up.
Oh, yeah. And, Three 13 left in the half. And here we go.
1st and 10 on the 38-yard line. Back to the offset eye. Lisa Horton under center.
There she goes.
Takes the handoff, rolling out to her right. Throws a little dump pass. Oh, over the head of her
intended
receiver, number 21. Ball's incomplete.
What are you doing with kind of plays, Cassie? You're like,
crap. Put too much on it. There's a hole there. Luckily, it didn't get picked off.
Yeah. So in those situations, do you like...
That's like a more of a touch
pass,
you know, just a little...
It's not not really a timing thing, but it's a touch.
Yeah.
Okay. Touch pass. All right, cool. Defensive set. Playing your standard 4-3.
Hand off to number 11 again, straight up the middle. It's maybe a couple yards. Brought down there by number 70, number 47, and number 20 on the tackle, I believe, for the West.
Awesome. And I think
2.5 minutes left in the
timeout.
First half timeout on the field. Your score is still 18-14. West is leading the East at this moment.
2:31 left until halftime. Don't know if we're going to have any halftime festivities, but it is kind of odd to do some festivities, but they might do it. See, we're sitting up here in the nice tower, Round Rock ISD Stadium.
And the air conditioning.
And the air conditioning, I'm not burning up.
Letting our faces rest from all the sun from yesterday.
Got raccoon looks over here. Some. Poor BJ. She's going to go home. She's going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe I look like this. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. It's an experience, ladies and gentlemen. If you ever try to get out here in Round Rock, Texas, because it looks like last night the president or the CEO of the IWFL was saying that they found their home and it's going to be here from now on. Pretty much, she said last night, she said it's going to be here from now on, right?
Yeah. Sports capital of Texas.
Yes, right. Austin. Round Rock, Texas.
All right, fakes the handoff. Throws it up. Oh, great catch there by number 5. Great pass. Sort of through the hands of the defender.
Wow.
Number 5 hauls it in for the touchdown for the East.
Nice. I'm amazed. I am amazed.
38-yard touchdown reception there.
And that's by, I said her name a minute ago, Sharon Bassville, number 5, right?
5.
Yeah, Jennifer King. I believe that's Jennifer King who plays. Jennifer King? What did she play for? But that was a sweet catch and pass.
She is from the E. Phoenix,
right. Congratulations on that great drive there.
All right, going for 2 points again. Little fake.
Yeah, they snuff that out.
Fake it up the middle, run it back around to the right. Brought down. 2 points from conversion is no good. So the East has regained the lead. We got a score of 20-18. East over West with 2 minutes and 23 seconds left in the first half.
Huh? Carolina Phoenix, yeah, we got it. This is from the Carolina Phoenix, so cool. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're still here at Round Rock, Texas, having a great time. I tell you what, these All-Stars are totally amazing. They are just professional. That's why they've been picked by their teams or delegates and coaches. And these players are just amazing. And everybody, it looks like everybody's pretty hot out there right now.
Yeah, pretty hot for them.
But like I said a little earlier, you know, right here, you know, if you're going to plan on a vacation and you want to come see a woman's professional game, check it out. Next year, it's going to be same time, same place, same channel here in Austin, Texas. Plan your vacation. Come down to Austin. Austin's a great place to visit. You know, it looks like I believe BJ's going to do that from every year. You going to start doing that every year? Yeah. She said she was pretty stable about this is going to be the home from now on.
All right, we got the kickoff. Takes a bounce about the 13-yard line. Picked up by number 83. Ran back up.
Yes.
Brought down about the 22-yard line.
Third East?
Yes.
That's what, they're all in order. Well, this was odd, but still. Ooh, we got some updated rosters. I like it. loved it. So here we go. We're going to have the, we got?
First and 10 on the
25.
Yard line.
They're going to be, the blue is going to be moving, blue west is going to be moving from our left to the right. And is the commanding general still in there?
Yes, Sammy Grisafi still in at quarterback.
There she goes.
Then a shotgun, got a back to her left. One receiver out to the left, two to the right. She drops back. Oh, flag on the play. Maybe delay the game.
Belted's lazy. So he says preliminary.
Nope. False start.
False start on the offense. How can you have a null? I kept thinking about they did this in Excel. I got a null. I forgot to erase out the pox in Excel. This is neat. I like this. Here we go.
And we got, looks like double, two receivers out to the left, two to the right. Shotgun formation, drops back, takes a snap. Oh, great pass. Completed to number, looks like 83 for big gain. Gain of about 22 yards there.
That was Amber Moffitt White from the Amazons.
All right, we've reached the two-minute warning here in the first half.
We're going to have a first and 10 on the 48 of the west. They're moving from our left to right, two-minute warning. And I'd like to thank everybody for joining us here at the IWFL 2009 All-Star Game here in Round Rock, Texas. And like I was saying a little while ago before the play started back up, guys, if you want a vacation, you got to come down here. You got to watch these women play. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. And plan your vacation. Hey, I want to come to Austin and watch the IWFL All-Stars. It's going to be great. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Every year I'm going to be coming down here and checking out the All-Star Game. Having lots of fun with BJ and her group. Your groupies. Hey, you got some groupies at BJ? Hopefully we'll get some groupies. Now, Cassie over here plays for the Shreveport Aftershock quarterback. She's got groupies already. One of her groupies is sitting right next to her. How many? All
right, same formation again. Two receivers on each side, shotgun. Take a snap, drop back. Looks very similar play. Number 20 on the reception there for a gain of about 12 yards. Another first down for the West. They're moving the chains, trying to score before half.
That's kind of like your hook and ladder play. That was kind of neat. Didn't it look kind of like an offset hook and ladder play? Where they throw it, they got the person in front of them, so they can block. It's really neat. It's not a hook and ladder, but it's like a good, it's a good play to keep in the playbook.
Like they're going to stick with this. It seems to be working. First and 10, 41. Going to look left, roll left this time. Throws on the run. Oh, just past fingertips.
Sammy. That was a touchdown. That was a touchdown. The free safety flew off.
Now that's a hard pass. For a right-handed quarterback, roll into your left, throw back across your body.
Okay.
That is very difficult.
And you practice on that a lot?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so remember now, Rami is a groupie of Cassie Newell here for the Shreveport Aftershock. I love her to death. And hopefully they'll be sponsoring her next year. Get her going, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get nice and healthy. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, shotgun again. Three receivers to the right. This time, one out to the left. There's a snap. Little handoff fumble all on the ground.
No, Sammy. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I think that was Sammy's fault. Yeah, but Jesus, tucked it in more.
We got a timeout. West. That's another thing that's hard besides the center quarterback exchange is the exchanges between the quarterback and the running back. I mean, you have to work on that in practice. I mean, each running back likes it a little differently. So, you know, getting these all-stars together with just one day of practice, getting that down.
Okay. That could be one of the deals right there. You know, he's trying to get it down.
That may have been a part of the other one that was stripped a while ago and run back for a touchdown.
It looks like the running back and the quarterback haven't meshed yet. They're trying to mesh and haven't done that yet. But, you know, that's an all-star game, and hopefully next year that they'll have a little bit more time to practice together and get some good exchanges. Maybe we'll have the same all-stars. I'll never know. We'll see.
Oh, sorry. The West did recover the fumble. So it's third down and 12 on the 43. A little short dump-off pass. Wide open.
It's a legal forward pass.
Yeah.
You can do a lateral and then a forward pass, but it had to be a lateral.
So that was a forward pass there. Well, act like a little dump-off pass, like she was going to run it up herself, and then the receiver actually threw it downfield. That was the penalties there. Which, if you notice, who the first pass to was number 8, Ben Quick, from the Wisconsin Warriors.
Yep. But it's just like NCAA and the pros, you got to do a lateral, ladies and gentlemen. It can't be a forward and then another forward. So they got charged with a illegal forward pass from Van Quick. You've got to do it a lateral. You can't just throw forward and then forward again. You know, people are starting to learn that kind of stuff. When you're looking at that, you don't see it very much in the pros. But, you know, in the NCAA, stuff like that, they try to do stuff like that, but you got to make sure where you're standing. You got to make sure where you're standing at. You got to be together. You got to be in sync. But it's a good play.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a little mini slew flicker.
Yeah.
Be like that. It's a good play. They're going to try that again. I guess they call that a loss of down, huh?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we got fourth down?
No, third. Actually, you're right. Yeah, you're looking down. That's fourth down. I keep looking at the scoreboard. It's not right, so the guy's over there and he's right. Okay. So they're going to mark off a loss of down and 5 yards.
Maybe fourth and 20 almost.
Yep. So everybody's set.
Three receivers out to the right, one to the left, still in the shotgun for the West. Stoffy takes the snap.
Nope.
Try the same play again.
You can't do that.
That was another forward pass.
Yeah. You can't.
Tried to run the same play still.
Move back a little bit. Hey, coaching Ted. She's got to go. Kristoffi needs to turn around and look behind her and throw it behind her. Yes.
I give him props for trying the trickery, you know.
Yeah. Trickery's cool. He's trying at least. Coach Ted.
Well, we saw Coach Ted in the... I guess Thursday when we got here, he already had his playbook out, ready to go. So.
Cool.
Yeah, that was fourth down. So turn the ball back over to the East. We got 1 minute, 11 seconds left in the first half.
Ball on their own 37-yard line of the red. Sorry, guys, I'm just going to read here. Here we go.
Come up to the line. Looks like very similar formation as to what the West been running. Shotgun, one back in the backfield. We got two receivers out to the left, two to the right. Here comes the snap. Ball is off. Completed. Lisa Horton there to number 8.
That's right.
9-yard gain.
Yeah.
Second and one.
Sheridan Vasquez of the Pittsburgh Passion. Go. Ow. teams. Okay, hold on.
All right, same formation. Pass again, completed. Same. Oh, in and out of the hands.
Same. Some of them are the same. But it's the same on this one. And
good, incomplete pass there, intended for number 5 for the East. We got 3rd and 2 on the 29-yard line, 28 seconds left in the first half.
It looks like Coach Penn elected to run the go back to the 4-3 defense. So. Oh, it looks like a blitz. See, Coach Penn wants to blitz.
Quarterback under center. Quarterback sneak right up the middle. Got a flag on the play.
I think it was a legal procedure. So we got. I never saw that before. What is that, Cassie?
A player came running from the sidelines, yeah.
I saw.
A player came running from the sidelines at the last minute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just jumped up on the line out here at wide receiver.
I think I'll leave some too. We'll see.
Didn't have the right number of players on the field.
Okay. So the conference call with the referees right now. Here, we get the call here in just a few minutes. And loss of 5 yards. Still looks like it's going to be 3rd down.
And we got 3rd and 7. On the 34-yard line.
23 seconds left in the half.
All right, back to shotgun. Again, 2 receivers to the left, 2 receivers to the right, 1 back in the backfield beside Lisa Horton, quarterback for your East All-Stars.
Blitz.
Takes the snap, rolls out to her left, throws complete to...
She got it.
Complete to number 5.
Yep.
First down.
And that's Jennifer King.
We've got 14 seconds left.
Timeout East.
They've used their last timeout.
No timeouts left for either team. It looks like they're going to, I think the East wants to score.
Yeah, 14 seconds. Try to get it in the end zone.
And Lisa Horton's got the strong enough arm sitting at the 40-yard line right now. I think she could do it.
That was a good pass that last play. Rolling
yeah.
Out to her left, going back for all. Very nice.
Like you said, it's tough. You got to be brutally disciplined to get that arm strength like that. It's pretty good. Remember, the East is moving from our right to the left. And timeout is just about done. 14 seconds left and a half. And Coach Penn is looks like he's trying to run a 5-2, and then he's running like an offshoot.
All right, same formation again for the East. Now, again, rolling out to her left. Oh, wide open. Plenty of room to run.
She breaks like 3-4 tackles.
Yeah. Runs it all the way down to the 5.
Timeout.
With 1 second left on the clock. No timeouts for either team left here in the first half. So this is our last play. Throws it up to the corner of the end zone. Oh, we've got a flag on the play, though.
If that's a defensive foul, they get 1 free play.
That's right.
Quarterbacks always love those kind of fouls. Gives them another
Number 5 again, I believe.
Yes. Number 5. She almost scored that one. Almost. It was like right through her hand. Preliminary.
So they moved the ball up to the 2-yard line.
And.
We are.
It was pass interference. Pass interference on the blue. And they get one more play with no seconds on the clock. It was a defensive foul. At the end of the time, they get one more play.
All right, same formation. It seems to be working. I stick with it also.
Here we go. I'm liking that formation. Here we go.
Snap. Throws. Touchdown.
Oh, my God.
To number 84 for the East.
And that's going to be Regina Nolan of the Knight. Which Knight?
Nighthawks.
Baltimore Nighthawks. Awesome. She plays it. She's a linebacker. She's a linebacker. Cool. A defensive player getting an offensive touchdown in an All-Star game.
Well, you know, a lot of these girls play, women play more than one position.
Yep.
That may be the position she started out at the beginning of the season. Switch. We're going for two. Hand off up the middle. And
she got stuffed.
No good. Oh, your halftime score. East 26, West 18.
Awesome. I'm loving this guy. So you're listening to Blog Talk Radio. Do you have my phone? Yes, definitely. We're taking right ahead.
Okay, we're at halftime here at the 2009 IWFL All-Star Game. Your score, East 26, West 18. We'll take a 15-minute break for halftime. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Hey, IWFL fans. Everyone is asking the next question. Get to know your favorite IWFL players or watch IWFL videos or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
Wow! of the disregard. Handful of complaints, but I can't help the fact that everyone can see these scars. I am what I want you to want, what I want you to feel. But it's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you to just believe this is real. So I let go of watching you turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
I can't stand the way I did before. Don't turn your back on me. I won't be ignored.
What I can, but sometimes I don't make sense. I am what you never want to say, but I've never had a doubt. It's like no matter what I do, I can't convince you for once just to hear me out. So I let go watching you turn your back like you always do. Face away and pretend that I'm not, but I'll be here cause you're all that I got.
decision to hide. Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong. Headstrong, we're headstrong. Back off, I'll take you on. Headstrong to take on anyone. I know that you are wrong. If this is not where you belong. Where you belong. This is not where you belong. I can heal everything away. This is not where you belong. I won't give
here live in Round Rock, Texas for the 2009 IWFL All-Star Game. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. Your host, Remy from Sports Geeks, and Cassie, quarterback of the Shreveport Aftershock.
Woohoo!
Still got a little bit, 2 minutes more here, 3:42 till the half is getting ready to start up again. The second half of play. And lots of action. The first quarter we had was pretty much even, Steven. Each team scored a touchdown. Looks like
the West went up 12-0. East came back, and it's sort of back and forth.
You know, we're looking at 26-18. It looks like the blue, which is the West, couldn't convert on their 2-point conversions at this time. So that's why the score is a little bit different, and the same thing goes with the East. You know, they tried. At least they got one extra point out of it so far, so they're working it. And it's been pretty much an even Steven game here, except for the last play of the half, where the East went in ahead to score for the touchdown, and on a penalty on the defense of the Blue. And at the end of the half, they got an extra play. They got to do an extra play because of the defensive pass interference, and that's how the East scored their last touchdown to make it 26-18. They tried to go for the 2-point conversion, and it failed. They got held back at the 1-yard line. So that's pretty much your first and second quarter roundup. Each player, we had a couple players outstanding right now. The last play that was a touchdown was from the Baltimore Nighthawks. Was Regina Nolan who scored that touchdown right before the half. It was a pass from Lisa Horton, who's the quarterback for the East. And right now, Sammy Grisafi is the quarterback for the West. And both defenses are playing very well. They're doing it. A couple things are kind of messed up here and there, but, you know, it goes to the point, you know, they only have one practice.
Right.
You know, it's not like the Pro Bowl you see in February where they have a whole week to practice together and get the timing and stuff like that. So
it's been a very good game so far.
For what they went through in practice and stuff, so. So it's awesome. So we're right here. We've got about a minute 20 until the second half. So here we go, ladies and gentlemen, with your host, Cassie from the Shreveport Aftershock, and your host, Rami, from Sports Geeks here on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 7 p.m. Central for all your professional women's sports, which includes women's tag football and women's MMA. IWFL, congratulations to them on having another successful campaign this year for the championship weekend. Yesterday's games, Tier 2 game, Wisconsin Warriors against
Montreal Blitz.
The Wisconsin Warriors win that game 40-26, I believe. Or what's it? Yeah, 42-14, that's right. And then we had the Tier 1 game last night, which was a very exciting game. It was so close. And the KC Tribe, which took the game, and commanded the game, and pretty much took it from the... Oh, no, go ahead. The KC Tribe beat up on the DC Divas
Very good game.
Very good game. And both teams played their hearts out. They did a great job. And I commend the IWFL League for putting on a great show here this weekend here in Round Rock, Texas. Round Rock, Texas. Teams are fixing to come up. Halftime is over. They're in the tunnel now. They're fixing to come out here in just a few minutes.
All right, I'm going to just call out some of the names of the teams that are represented here playing today. For the East, we have some representatives from the Montreal Blitz, Boston Militia, Atlanta Explosion, Dallas Diamonds, New England Intensity, Baltimore Nighthawks, Houston Energy, the Pittsburgh Passion, the Central PA Vipers, Erie Illusion, the Carolina Queens, the Manchester Freedom. Let's see if I missed anybody. Carolina Phoenix. Oh yeah. No, there was one. I met her in the at the hotel. The one from the Maine Rebels was here. The Monsoon. This is East. And then for the West, we have from the Shreveport Aftershock. This one will be a little harder because I don't have the teams right by their names. I know there's some girls from the Louisiana Fuel, the Chicago Force, Sammy Grisafi, Iowa Crush, Seattle Majestics, the Los Angeles Amazons,
did you get them all?
I think I missed a couple. But congratulations to all the All-Stars.
Did you say Vipers?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I missed them last night. At the get-together last night at late this afternoon. I don't think we have anybody from Vegas, do we? Yeah, but I'm saying, but anybody else out from out west besides that area? This is who's out west?
Modesto.
Okay, Modesto Maniacs. Okay, what state is that? California? Is that California?
Did you check?
Yes.
Modesto. Okay. Got your roster back.
We missed the Maniacs.
Woo-hoo. Oh, we missed the Maniacs. Oh, Modesto Maniacs. There we go. Out west. Yeah, okay. You got it. Yeah, I said it right. And their both teams are on the sidelines, and they're preparing for the second half. They're doing a little stretching exercise. I never understood that. Is that like a five-yard drill where they get their legs going really hot?
Yeah, they've been, you know, been out in the heat for a couple hours now and then go inside where it's probably cooler. Sit down and rest for a minute. Just make sure they're good and loose, ready to get back into action.
All right, here we go. It looks like, let's see, who deferred? I think the East deferred, and I think they're going to receive. No? Go the other way around. That's right. The East is going to kick off, and the Blue West is going to receive. And I think, yeah, they got Christina Hutchinson going to do the kickoff. I'm sorry, that young girl right there, she's an all-around girl. I mean, she receives, she takes, she punts. Congratulations to her to make an All-Star. I don't know why I remember her. This is from the name board. That's how I remember her. Can I see her with the IWFL name board? You know, she talks to everyone and all stuff. So.
All right, looks like we're ready for kickoff.
Here we go.
All right, back deep to receive. We got number 8 for the West, and looks like number 42. Oh, taken short by number 20, in and out of her hands, picks it up about the 14-yard line, cuts back upfield, makes a move, gets past one defender, and brought down just shy of the 30-yard line.
And we got to say her name, Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Sheriff. I love that. I start calling her the county sheriff of Round Rock, Texas.
All right, so we're going to go first to 10 on the 29-yard line in the west, moving from left to right across the field in front of us. Trying to get the play called in. Had to call a timeout. The play clock running down 7 seconds. Player was just running on the field with the play. So I had to burn timeout already for the West.
Oh, wow. Okay, a little timing's off. So, like I said, they only have one day to practice, guys, so you got to give them a little leeway. And plus, it's a little hot out there, but, you know, this is what they love. Professional women's football. They love this stuff. They're going to keep playing until, I mean, you go up there and ask them, you know, I want to play, coach. Get me in there. Have we got Cassie over here, you know, who's got reconstructive ACL surgery. And you can see that her bones, her skin's all popping up. I want to play. Yes, QB Mama, you're right. It's okay. They're getting there, and Sammy looks like she's got the right personnel in there, and she's ready to go.
All right, back to that shotgun formation with two receivers on both sides. Worked pretty well for them in the first half.
That's your standard 4-3 defense.
Right, snap is off. She takes it. Looks right, or looks left. Oh, the receivers ran into each other. Seemed to be some miscommunication there. Ball felt incomplete as the receivers ran into each other.
They got a little mad a little
and
bit.
And then they looked at each other like, why were you there? I was supposed to be there. So we'll have 2nd and 10 for the West.
Yes, here we go.
Going back, same 4-receiver formation, 2 on each side. One in the backfield, shotgun formation. Oh, a little jump there. Yeah. Flags come flying in.
And it looks like the East is
start on the offense.
The East went to a standard 5-2 defense. 5-2 defense. Playing cover 1, looks like. False start. So, marked out 4 yards. Here we go.
So 2nd and 15 now from the 24-yard line. Oh, the ball snapped overhead. Didn't look like she was ready for it. She picks it up, falls on it at the 1-yard line.
The inch line.
I don't think she was ready for the snap.
Oh, no.
Not that she could have gotten it had she been ready. It was
too high.
A little high, but.
There at the 1-inch line.
That'll be 3rd and...
A long way.
38.
Yeah, Sammy was laying on her back, threw the football up in the air. She was a little upset over that. So it's okay. At the East, are still back in that 5-2 defense. They're doing very well. Playing that, you know, man-to-man coverage in each corners, and they're getting there.
Again, same 4-receiver formation. Shotgun, good snap this time, drops back, fires the ball, gets rid of it, down the sideline, out of bounds.
I want to say she threw that away. Does that look like you? Yeah, I think she didn't see anything, so she threw it away.
That'll bring up 4th down. Do you go for it here? Joking.
Well, if you're a Cassie, I think you would. We're going to get a punt here, we hope. And, I don't know if the East is going to go for it or not. They usually keep 2 people in the back, but it looks like they're going to, they might try something.
I'd try to rush it and block it. Punter standing with their heels on the line. Skips it off, little low kick, takes a bounce about the 20, rolls back towards the touchdown about the 17-yard line. So great starting field position in the second half for the East coming out for their first offensive position.
And, yep, Lisa Horton's still the quarterback. So we'll see what kind of tricks Lisa's got up her sleeves here. And let's see if Coach Penn gets into some kind of defense he gets going right here. Looks like he's got four down linemen. Looks like he's staying with the 4-3 defense. And here we go.
All right, again, the I formation, one receiver on each side, quarterback under center. Take a snap, give to the fullback. Oh, fumble. I think they're still fighting. The West has recovered the fumble.
Sammy gets maybe a redemption here. So fumble by the East Red on the 22-yard line, and the Blue West gets the ball back. See what Sammy does here, the commanding general on the field. So, don't worry, TV Mama, they got it back. I know you're on a delay. Sorry about the delay. You're about 10 to 15 seconds delay here in Blog Talk Radio, but it's still good. At least you get to hear the game.
So we got first and 10 at the 20-yard line. Again, four receiver formation, two on each side, shotgun. Good snap, drops back. Intercepted by number
44.
And then we got some flags on the play.
Preliminary?
The flag.
Sammy throws an interception. And this looks like they got a big conference call right now. They're trying to figure out what they're going to call. This may be offsetting penalties. If it is, they'll get the ball.
Number 44 was the one who had the interception. For the...
44.
Yeah, Michelle Kephart from The Illusion.
Okay, Michelle Kephart.
Yeah. So two quick turnovers here to start the second half. And the East has ball back on the 18-ish, 17-yard line. Horton under center, fakes a handoff to the fullback, pitches it out. Bad toss. He recovers it, number 11. Breaks one tackle, gets a couple yards on the play.
Oh, yeah, Tim Borion I guess, I don't know if it was a good toss, but it was kind of a, how hard is that to toss it to do an option like that?
That's another thing that takes, the practice, the timing, getting the timing down with your backs.
So, Kim Borion gets about 2 yards out of that, I think. Oh, I'll take that back. No, they were behind the line of scrimmage, I'm sorry. So she lost 2 yards on that, but that's okay.
No.
Right hash mark. The East is moving from my right to the left. On.
Better hurry. Play clock's winding down. They get it off. Fake the handoff. She's rolling out to her left. Throws complete to number 5 at the 10-yard line. She gets past one tackler. Breaks. Oh, knocked out of bounds.
Knocked out of bounds.
The 10-yard line.
Now number 5 to complete it.
Yes, number 5 on the reception.
Is it Jennifer King? Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. Jennifer King, Carolina Phoenix. Here we go.
We got 3rd and 2 on the 10-yard line. Again, I formation. Lisa Horton under center. Takes a snap, gives to the fullback straight up the middle. Got a couple yards.
I think she's
gotten the first down.
Let's see what he says. Preliminary call.
Fourth down.
Fourth down and right at a yard. No huddle.
They're going for it.
No huddle. What number is kept?
Quarterback sneak right up the middle. Usually gets the first down.
Lisa Horton gets the first down.
We got first and goal. 11 minutes, 29 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball's on the right outside the seven-yard line.
The fullback for the East has been number 44. Is that Samantha Thacker? Does that sound right?
44 was Michelle.
Oh.
For the East?
Yeah, for the East.
They give the number, looks like 28. Cuts it up the middle, trying to get outside. Brought down just short of the goal line.
Right at the inch mark again. But going the right way for a touchdown.
Number 28 on the carry.
That'd be Brandy Polnick from Illinois. How do you say that? What is that? Third?
The Illusion.
The Illusion. Okay, from The Illusion. Sorry. Oh, Michelle Kephart, number 44. There we go. Okay. Yes.
All right, handoff there. Try to go up the middle, knock it in, brought down. Looks like maybe for a loss of a yard or so. It's number 28 on the carry. It's still on the 1 yard line. We've got third and goal. Just quick 10 minutes left in the third quarter. Still no score after halftime. So we've got 26-18, East over West. Easter 1 yard outside of the end zone on third down. Again, same offset eye formation, one receiver on each side. Ms. Horton fakes the handoff to the right. She runs it in from the left. Great play there.
It's okay.
Oh, we've got some players down.
Yeah, I think they got her.
Not sneeze.
That hurt her. Yeah, she got their ankle. Lisa Horton, when she went to the ground, she kind of...
No, she's holding her hip.
I think they locked legs somehow. Yeah. We got one player down. Injury timeout, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody kneels down.
Number 20 for the West is down. Lisa Horton is... We're limping off the field.
Back quarterback, baby. And remember, that's the girl, that's the young lady we've been calling Sheriff. Sheriff is down right now on the field, and the trainers are tending to her. So, she's getting up. I don't know. Well, they pulled her up by the shoulder, so maybe she just got the wind knocked out of her. Congratulations. Good job, good job. She gets up. The sheriff is fine. Looks like she's running on her own power. I think she got the wind knocked out of her. Pretty sure. Yes. So here we go. Right now, East is 32, West is 18, with 9:31 left in the third quarter.
So this is the two-point conversion. We got a new quarterback in. The same play running down on the outside. This is number 13 for the East. Trying to cut it around the outside and gets it.
Sweet. Number 13. Can you see it?
I have Lil Drumgold from the Nighthawks.
It's not on
here. Oh,
yeah,
don't go by. Okay.
No, well... There's a little drum goal, but there's no number.
She is Lisa's quarterback.
So Will Drumgold has came in for Lisa Horton from the Baltimore Nighthawks, is that right? So I'm trying to see. Lisa is on the sideline, and she's working on her hips, so we'll see. maybe they'll keep her out.
All right, so our score now, 9:31, left in the third quarter, East 34, West 18.
That may be a stinger. At least somebody got a stinger. She may be okay. She drinks some water, and she's got a ice-cold towel on her head, so... Here we go. Get ready, set for the kickoff. Looks like the East is going to be kicking from my right to the left, and the Blues are going to receive. They're going to be going from my left to the right here in the third quarter. Christina Hutchinson kicks it off.
Taken by number, I believe that number 8 for the West. That's back up the middle. Brought down 30-yard line. Right, that is the Wisconsin Warriors quarterback.
Quick, Van Quick. I believe that's how they say it, is Van Quick.
For sure.
She did very well yesterday, Van Quick. Wasn't that the game that the Wisconsin Warriors where they went for the whole...
Mm-hmm. She ran the ball every play.
Every play.
First drive.
Yep.
And also played defense. I don't know if
you
noticed that.
I didn't notice that.
She also played defense.
Here we go.
All right, so we got the West coming back on offense. Rasafi's still in at quarterback, shotgunned by herself in the backfield. Oh, snap, over her head again. Has to retrace it, fall on it. She's fighting over it. See for a signal.
Looking for a signal. I mean, the ball's right over her head. Poor Sammy. She's no sick man.
She has recovered it.
Sammy's upset. Yeah, ladies, if you're out in the field and feel the play, you cannot take your helmets off until you get off the field. Please remember that. They won't call a penalty.
Where Grisafi is pacing the sideline, mad.
Yeah, she's upset. Grisafi is, she wants to throw a helmet, but she just took it off, and she's just really upset. You can see her on the sideline upset, so sorry about that. Yeah, very high snap.
Okay, so East has good field position here, chance to increase their lead. Ball's on the 13-yard line, first and 10. Same I formation again. These teams, looks like, oh, they had to call timeout, play clock.
Yeah.
Ran out, but, you know, both teams still seem to have their two basic formations they're sticking with and running plays out of those.
Coach Penn, I like to stay with the 4-3, and I tell you what, the East has been playing that 5-2. It's just doing very well. So good defensive play for each side and offense. And like Cassie said, the offense is staying with their basic formations pretty much throughout. Haven't seen any mix-ups. And we're waving down to Renee down on the field.
Our friends in the stands are complaining that it's hot.
Oops. Yes, it's a little cool in here where we're at right now, ladies and gentlemen. So, get ready to come back from timeout. Be just a few minutes here. So.
But we're going up the line. We got first and 10 on the 13. Again, East just recovered the fumble. Great field position. Looks like number 13, Christina Hutchinson jumped.
Oh. That's what happens when you only get one practice, so time is gonna be off usual.
It does look like number 13 is still in the game at quarterback.
Yeah. Lisa Hort is still on the sideline. She's kinda pacing back and forth. It looks like she's gonna stay out for this half, so she may be done for the afternoon.
Alright, here we come back. First and 15 now for the 18. And we'll offset I. Quarterback takes a snap, takes a couple back steps, and tries to keep it herself around the outside. Finally gets knocked out of bounds about the 9-yard line.
Yeah. And that's Lil Drumgold playing quarterback for the East right now. It looks like Coach Penn has elected to do the same thing on defense, bringing players ahead and play in the first half, and he's switching out and getting everybody in the game.
Okay. Hand off up the middle to number 44, brought down about the 4-yard line. We just shot out a first down, correct?
Yeah.
It's hard to see the change. They switch sides of the field.
Yeah.
It looks like we got third and one.
Yeah, third and about a yard and a half. I saw that 44 just a minute ago. Why do I keep losing that number? Okay. Michelle Kephart. Excuse me. I got to remember that name. Because somebody in the chat room is going for Kep.
All right, pitch out. It's number 11. Gets around, gets it in the end zone, touchdown.
Kim Borion gets her second touchdown of the day for the Eats. Congratulations. And awesome, awesome play. I mean, it's hot out there. It's hot out there, everyone. It's pretty hot, so it's kind of draining on them. But if you're winning, you're probably going to be a little bit more pumped up, you know. If you're losing, it's going to be a little tough on you. It's hot, and you're like, I don't want to be losing. So, it's all right, guys. Here we go. All
right, here comes the 2-point attempt. Under center takes the snap, hands it off to the running back. She gets it in. Signal touchdown, or extra point is good.
Number 28.
What's your score? 42-18, East over West. 8:07 left in the third quarter.
And that's Brandy Ponick, who gets a 2-point conversion from the Illusion. Good run there, good run there. So, Blue West, hang in there. Young ladies, hang in there. It's not over until the last whistle goes off at the end of the half, so you never know. You get a couple breaks here. Hopefully Sammy calmed down and started taking some snaps from her center. I didn't see any kind of movement or work over there on it. I hope she got in there and did that. So, like I said, they got two porta coolers on each side of the benches where they blow, you know, cooler air than what's out in the outside temperature. So they're doing pretty well. So. And then they got these big gigantic, it's a wagon full of water.
Yeah.
It's kind of neat. And it squirts out water, so it's kind of neat. They got plenty of water out there. The girls are drinking. They're keeping hydrated. They're doing very well. I haven't seen any injuries for Heat or anything like that. They're all doing pretty good. Here we go.
Here comes the kickoff. Good kick taken at the 15. It's like by number 8 again. She's running it back up. Cuts outside to her right. Oh, knocked out of bounds. That's a flag right there.
Oh.
Late hit. Unnecessary roughness. She is well out of bounds and dragged down sort of from behind by her collar.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to call that a horse collar. Sharon Vasquez, she's okay. She got up fine. She's fine. You know, got to watch the horse collar, ladies.
She returned that ball from the 15 out to the 43. We'll see.
They're going to give her a personal foul for 15 yards and a first down.
Yeah, Ben Quick.
Ben Quick, yeah.
Yeah, on the kickoff return there.
I don't know if they're going to keep her in there or not. She needs to watch herself. I need to get horse calling me a quarterback like that.
All right, so we got first and 10 for the West.
Here
shotgun. Grisafi back to pass. Oh, a little high.
Missed
the target.
A little behind her.
Behind it.
Yeah. A little high and behind her.
So they are on the 42-yard line across midfield. So great return on the kickoff, and then the 15-yard penalty puts them across midfield. We got second and 10 on the 42.
Here we go.
Well, we got shotgun, two receivers out to the left, three to the right. Airs it out wide open across the middle, number 14.
Good job.
Completed for a first down.
I think she calmed down a little bit, finally. Come on, Sammy, you can do it. Hang in there. Completes it, number 14 is going to be Starfield. Good completion. I think that was for 15, wasn't it?
About
13. Nice tight spiral. Here we go. Running the base.
First to 10 on the 30. Same formation, two receivers. Shafi takes it, runs it up the middle. Big hole, she's got room to run. Brought down, looks like another first down. Pretty close to it.
She's pretty hot.
About 10, 11 yards.
She's pretty hot. She's so hot on the field. She's a little upset. But that's okay. I mean, she's going to score.
Mentality.
Yeah, I'm score.
Take the team on my back.
Got to do it. The command in general on the field. The quarterback is your command in general. I mean, come on. So she's going to try her best to get it, try to get some scores in before, you know, end of the third quarter here. And the East likes to go to the 5-2 defense. Here we go.
Yep, same formation. Five receivers. Drops back to pass, completes it. Another pretty close to a first down. You see the number on that?
Four. No.
Is that maybe number?
That quick? No, 83 is Zuby. And I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong, but it I see it as Zuby. And that's a Wisconsin player, right?
No, Chicago
Force. Chicago Force, sorry. Oh, that's the Sammy's favorite target from the Force, Zuby.
It's actually listed in the program on the Western All-Stars and the Eastern All-Stars.
Oh, nice. So, here we go. Kind of a goal line formation for the East.
Sophie keeps it up the middle.
And they're dogpiling her. Helmet come flying off. Helmet come flying off. 73. And I got to commend the young ladies that are playing on the line there. They are really getting after it. And Sammy does a somersault, a ground somersault, and gets back up on her feet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw feet sticking in the air. I'm not quite sure who they belong to. All right, so we got second and goal on the 6. No. Well, maybe you are there on the 7.
Right at the 6.5.
Hand off to number 14. She gets brought down for a loss there, a couple yards.
Yeah, I think they're bringing in players that I don't have them on my list. I'm sorry, guys. Number 14 for the All-Stars. Oh, Moody. Moody. I'm sorry. Moody. I'm sorry. Moody.
From the Amazon.
From the Amazon.
Hey, third and goal, back to the 5 receiver set, 2 to the left, 3 to the right, shotgun, snaps off, drops back, and it's completed to number 13.
But of course, that was third and goal.
Gain of about 5 yards, 4th and goal.
I think she wants to go for it.
Oh, you got to go for it here.
Yeah, you got to go for it. You're on the
clock ticking down. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left in the third quarter.
You're on the 3. Sammy wants a touchdown. She's going to... Here we go.
Oh. Looks like she's going to run it herself and gets brought down.
I think
loss of a couple yards.
Turnover.
Turn the ball over on down.
I think that kind of looked like a broken play.
A little hesitation there.
Yeah.
Maybe trying to see what hole was going to open up. Number 86 on the tackle for the East.
Yep. And that's going to be Olivia Griswold from Pass.
Passion,
is that right? Yep. One of BJ's favorite teams. And you're listening to WB Talk Continuous here at Blog Talk Radio with your host, Rami from Sports Geek Fan.
Kathy.
Report after shot quarterback, number 13. Here we go.
I got first and 10 on the 5. Just run back up the middle, try to get some breathing room.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Lisa Horton came back to the game. She shrugged off that little stinger. Good job. Looks like Coach Pett is like to stay with the 5. Oh, okay. Yeah, 5-2. That's a good general defense for your high school teams, some college teams.
Again, I formation, Horton under center. Pitch out to the right to the running back, number 13, cuts it around the outside. She's got some room to run, little speed. Steps out of bounds, about the 25, but coming back.
I need to sound like John Madden. Holding. So, half the distance to the goal.
Well, that helps out
the blue. Maybe they can hold them
here. They can get a stop here. They should get great field position.
Yep.
Try to get back in this game. Again, your score 42-18, East over West right now. A little over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Got East has the ball on their own 5-yard line. Second and 10. And snap and handoff to the number 11. Cuts it around the outside.
Good job.
Gain of about 4 yards there on that play.
Hey. You guys have some, you know, if you get a chance, everybody, I'm sure they're going to have DVDs for sale of these games. Check them out. It's just like watching the pros. Exactly like watching the pros. I mean, that's why they had this All-Star game, because these are professional women tackle football players. Please watch, check out the game. Buy the DVD. It could be $5, $15, $20. Buy it, guys. Just watch it. You'll love it. To fall in love and be a fan for life.
You got third and 8.
True. Or a player.
Third and 8. Fake handoff rolls out. Oh, knocked down.
Nice pass.
Defended there by number 20. Knocks the ball.
Sharif. Is that right? Sheriff. I keep saying Sharif. Oh. And now I really feel like John Madden because when he says names wrong. I need a producer in my ear telling me.
All right, so fourth down, they're gonna punt. Punter's a couple yards deep in the end zone. Yeah. Gets the punt off. It's taken by number 5, about the 47-yard line. Yeah. Brought down. About the 24, tackled there by number 11 for the East. And number 68, number 32.
Number 5 is Adams for the West. I think she was trying to think it was the first down. You said you get the ball and get down.
Hey, every yard counts.
I know. It wasn't a first down. But you know, you're right. Every down, every yard counts. That's a good way to do it. That's a good way to remember, you know, if you're going for a first down, just take your ball out hard. Yeah, there we go. Cool. They turned on that cooler.
All right, so great field position here for the West, about the 24-yard line. Again, 5 receiver set from the shotgun. Yurosofi drops back to pass. Oh, just through the hands of number 13, a little high.
Yeah.
Went through her hands. She was open, had room to run.
Yeah, so the other, I think she checked off to the wrong, or it was a time play. I think it was a timing play she was on that. everybody. Yeah, we're going to go over time.
Second down. Oh, Chaz, looks like the same play, a little behind her this time, incomplete. Pass intended for number 13. So that'll bring up third and 10.
And, ladies and gentlemen, we're probably going to go over time here. We only got 23 minutes but left here on the show, and we're still got another whole quarter to go. Please, if you want to listen to the rest of the game, you probably need to call in now, 347-826-7278, or call in like 5 minutes before so you can listen to the rest of the game live, 347-826-7278.
All right, we got third down, same formation. Going to stick with it. Grisafi likes to keep the ball. Runs around the outside. She's a hard one to bring down. Not quite first down yardage, but gets them closer. That will be fourth down. Looks like about fourth and three.
Kellamore, number 13 on the west or the east? If it's on the west, it's Kellamore. I don't think they have 13 on the east.
All right, fourth down. They're going for it. Ball's on the 17-yard line. They need about 3 yards for a first down. Snap. Pass. Oh.
We ran the wrong route.
Yep. Receiver was going one way. Ball went the other.
Poor Sammy. She's upset. Poor Sammy's upset on that one. Don't hang your head down, Sammy. It's an all-star game. We know. Young ladies, if you come back and listen to this podcast, you did awesome. You know, got to remember that. You're here. You're trying your best. And you only had one practice. It's not going to be the best, but you know, you're doing everything you can.
All right, three up. East taking over. 1 minute left in the third quarter. Taking over their own 17-yard line, first and 10. Lisa Horton back in the game again. And then they're going with their I formation. One receiver to each side. Pitch to the right. Running back trying to get outside, trying to make it around the corner. Knocked out about the 20-yard line.
She gets hammered. Is that number 89?
Try to run. 88, maybe. Maybe. We got second and 7 on the 20-yard line. Clock winding down here in the third quarter, under 30 seconds left. Hand off this time, same play, just to the left. That is number 28.
28, that's right. That's Brandy Polinick from The Illusion.
Got a player down the field for the west.
Player down for the field in the west. Injury timeout. We got the end of the third quarter, which has been 42-18, east over the west.
Number 67 for the west down on the field. Trainers out there.
That's Leslie. Yeah.
Last name?
Yeah, last name is Leslie.
Darcy Leslie from the Chicago Force.
Okay. Trainer's tendon on her. This may be a first. Yeah, the guys are being well taken care of. There have not been any kind of heat injuries or cramps. They're doing very well. All these young ladies are doing very well. Most of the time, it's the injury is because they, you know, give me a knee or something, they got popped. They got hit there or fell on, just like you see in a regular football game. Yes, she popped her knee. She got up, number 67 got up, and she's walking on her own power. A little tough, but she's getting there. She's all right. It looks like she's trying to shake it off, so she'll probably be done for the afternoon.
All right, so we've switched ends of the field. Fourth quarter about to get underway. Oh. Yeah, looking across the field, the Heat, the entire sideline for the West is on the bench in front of these big cooler fans they have. And not many players standing up. I think it's must be a little warmer out there today than yesterday.
Yeah, I think it is. But, you know, the coolness is on its way, but not quick enough.
All right, same offset eye. That's third and two for the East. They're now heading from our left to right on the 25-yard line. Fake handoff, throws. Oh, just out of reach. Pass intended there for number five, it looks like. Jennifer King.
She said a player hurt again. Leslie, what was her first name? Darcy?
Darcy, yes.
Darcy Leslie of what team?
The Chicago
Force.
Yeah.
Darcy Leslie of the Chicago Force, number 67, was hurt on the last play, a couple plays ago. Looks like she's going to be out for the rest of the afternoon. She's still on the bench.
So, Brian, punter, fourth down, trying to get the snap off. There was motion, flag on the play. Oh, return woman, looks like number five, runs in her own player, knocks her down. That doesn't slow her down. She's still on her feet. She's making her way across the 30. 25, finally brought down. Very good 30-yard return there. Number five for the West All-Stars.
Flag on the play.
Yes, it was right after the snap. I don't think this outside person was set, was still actually running on the field, I believe.
Sorry. And preliminary, Coach Pitt comes out to the field.
Flag. So the return came all the way back to the 26. Let's see what the call is. Well, they declined it, so they'll take over. Ball's on the 24-yard line. We first and 10 for the West. Again, the West are using a shotgun, two receivers to the left, three receivers to the right. They're moving from our right to left. A little quick pass out to number 8. Jumps up, catches the ball, makes a few moves.
Nice.
Brought down, looks like, for good enough for a first down.
And, of course, that was the Wisconsin Warriors quarterback, Van Quick. And
first and 10 at the just inside the 14-yard line. 14 minutes left here in the 2009 IWFL All-Star Game. Again, same formation. Kersoffi takes the snap, drops back, throws a little over her intended target, and not catchable there. That'll be second down and 10.
And they need to get to the 3-yard line for a first down or score. Of course, Sammy, I think she wants to score. Poor young girl. Here we go.
Snap. She's going to run it herself up the middle. Gets a couple yards.
Caught.
Away. Yeah, like stop for no gain.
She got stuffed on that one. She's trying. Sammy's trying her hardest. So It looks like they elected to play your basic offensive line and keep out the tight ends. No tight
ends. Right. No tight ends. Two receivers. Out
three,
wide to the left. Three to the right.
Yep.
Nobody in the backfield. Shotgun.
Same setup.
Thing. Here comes the snap. She's going to drop back. Throws for the end zone.
Got it.
Caught. By number 8, Van Quick.
Van Quick.
From the Wisconsin Warriors.
Looks like Sammy Grisafi, Van Quick. Tandem there doing pretty well.
So yesterday, she was throwing, running for touchdowns. Oh. Today, she's catching them.
That's awesome.
So here comes the 2-point attempt. Again, same formation for the West. 5 wide receivers. Safi looks a little dump off pass again to number 8, and we got a flag on the play.
I don't know what they could holding. Oh, that's gonna make Sammy mad.
What was that called?
I think it was holding. I saw a preliminary call holding, so, yeah. We'll see here. So we'll see here in just a second. They're having a little news conference over the call. Kind of, one of the Irks quarterbacks are like, dang it, come on, let's play. Great.
Yeah, but you want them to get the call right.
True.
No flags. Inadvertent.
Yeah, they're gonna pull the flag. So they gave them the 2 points. So the West has scored. They're up to 24 now. East is 42. 13:06 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they
gave them 2 points.
They called the flag off.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. 26. Oops. 42-26. I didn't change the scoreboard. I'm checking the scoreboard at the same time and trying to make sure he keeps everything. So, see if Sammy can, see if his defense here on the West can make a game out of this and hold the East, and maybe they can score again. We'll see. Yes, and please don't forget to call 347-826-7278 to hear the rest of the game live. 10 minutes left on live streaming. We ran out of time. So here we go. West is going to kick off to the East. So there's my favorite friend, Megan Glass. Hi, Meg. Can you see me up here? It's nice and cool. Oh. Kickoff goes through the player's hands.
Picked up at the 10. Run back to the 20.
So, I remember when I went to a football game one time, and the young ladies was telling, they kicked off, and the lady was getting ready to receive the ball, but she's like, back away, back away. No, we do not do that on kickoffs.
No fair catch.
No fair catch in kickoffs. So, that was the game I saw back a while back, so cool.
All right, so we got 1st and 10, ball's on the 21-yard line. East moving left to right. Horton still in at quarterback, same formation, one receiver to the left, one receiver out to the right. There's a snap. Hand off to the fullback, straight up the middle. Gets a few yards, still on her feet. Number 21 for the East. Picked up a few yards there. Took several West All-Stars to bring her now.
Who's R.E.D.?
Maine Rebels, yep.
Maine Rebels. Sandra Rubchinik. Sandra Rubchinik. And if I pronounce your name wrong.
Oh, we're going to switch it up. Going shotgun. Three receivers out to the right. One to the left. There's a snap. Quick pass.
Hutchinson.
Looks like Hutchinson catches it. Still on her feet. And finally brought down about the 34-yard line. There was some flags come flying in.
What happened? Okay. So that was Christina Hutchinson on the completion. She did fight her way, try to get a first down, so we'll see. And a flag on the play. What did he say? Did you see the call?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. Blocking the back.
Blocking the back. Blocking the back. Number 82. We have the coach up here for what team are you with? Huh? Oh, the owner of Manchester Freedom is up here in the press booth with us, and he's hanging out.
Calling out his player.
For the block in the back.
All right, guys, fake handoff, roll out to the left. Ball's up in the air.
Oh!
Just out of her reach of her fingertips.
Oh, that was
the
awesome.
Defender was on her back. That would have been about a 40-yard pass.
I wanted to say, we might be able to do something, DJ.
Well, I can reach it, so I don't want to doubt it, yeah.
You don't have to. That too works for BTR.
Okay, so we got third and 8 on the 23-yard line. We got 3 receivers out to the left, shotgun, 1 back. Oh, low snap. She picks it up, rolling out to her left, looking for...
Watch the line of scrimmage.
Oh, again, just outside the reach. And there is a flag. She may have crossed the line of scrimmage.
That's why I said, watch the line of scrimmage. He can do it. All he has to do is switch. Sean? Yeah, he's here. He said he might. I'll see what he says.
So they're waving off the flag. Okay, so no flag on the play. We got 4th down. We 4th and 8.
Redemption?
Looks like Hunter is coming on the field. We got 11 minutes, 23 seconds left here in the 2009 IWFL All-Star Game. Your score 42-26. East is still leading the West. And snap for the punt. Bad snap. She's trying to fall on it. Punter falls on it about the 5-yard line. So the West is clawing their way back into this, getting good field position here. So they'll have first and goal on the 5. There must be a secret to that sitting down over there on the bench. They're resting up. Yeah. It's...
Here we go.
All right, the West changed up their formation. Kersoffi goes under center, got an offset eye. Takes the snap, gives it to number
15.
14?
14, I think.
14 runs it, gets back to about the line of scrimmage.
I think he wants to go somewhere else, but I don't know if it's going to work. I was telling him to call in.
Timeout for the West here with 10 minutes, 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. East 42, West 26.
timeout? Sweet. Yeah, 2 minutes left here live on the show, guys. Please don't forget to call in 347-826-7278. And you can finish listening to the rest of the show live.
All right, going back, same formation. Second and goal about from the four for the West. Rusafi under center. Takes a snap, pitches it. Oh, it's fumbled. Ball's loose and looks to be recovered by the East. So just as the East had given the West great field position on the bad snap on the punt, they've turned the ball right back over to the East.
Dang it. I'm trying to figure out, was it turf change, or was it the running back just didn't really fully grasp it?
I don't know, I was watching the, I was already looking ahead to see the opening.
It looked like a good exchange, and it looked like she just didn't, you know, grab it very well, the running back, so. Fumble lost. Here comes the East.
First and 10 on the 6-yard line. Like they're going to. Oh, we got a flag. Too many men on the field. Women on the field.
Or, I think it's when the second clock ran out. So I was thinking.
Oh.
Okay, so don't forget 347-826-7278 to listen to the rest of the game live here. But the chat room will remain open for everybody. And here we go.
Just snap pitch up to the right. She better get out of the end zone. And she does get some room.
Good tackle.
Gets up to about the 7-yard line, knocked out of bounds. Look for a minute. She's going to get taken down in the end zone.
Yeah. Those are the kind of plays you're like, please get out, please get out. So they give a little bit of breathing room for the East, so we'll see here in just a few minutes. We'll see if the West can stop them and maybe Sammy can get back in there and try to get them to score, or if the East will try to take it all the way down. We'll see here in just a few minutes.
So it brings up second and 9. And then we're going, East going shotgun. Two receivers to each side. One back in the backfield beside the quarterback. There's a snap. She pump fakes, throws it, and it is caught for a 30-yard reception.
30-yard reception.
What number is that? Number?
That's 6 or 8.
It's like 8.
Yeah, 8 for the East. And that's going to be, oh, Sharon Vasquez. That's what it says here. For the Pittsburgh Passion.
Pittsburgh Passion. No, maybe it's a.
Could be a 9?
I think it might be a 9.
If it's 9, then it's going to be Corrine Schaefer from the Illusion.
Yeah, I think that is the correct player there. She's got an orange helmet.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we got 1st and 10. Hand off to the fullback up the middle. Gains about 4 yards on the play. Sure, they'll be happy with running the ball.
That's what I was fixing to ask.
As much as they can.
Yeah. Running.
Try to run that clock down. We're down to 9 minutes, 24 seconds left in the game. The East have a 42-26 lead over the West. Have possession of the ball right now. On the 46-yard line, just about to cross midfield. At 2nd and 6.
And...
Yeah. Formation, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Better get the ball, snap, fake. Ball's thrown, caught.
Oh.
Pushed out of bounds, number 5. Another big pass.
Lisa Horton.
25-yard pass.
She's accurate.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Of course, that's going to be our cashier one day. Be prepared. Yes.
Yes.
Jennifer Keeney.
And it looks like they're hanging their heads low, but, you know, they're doing their best. The Blues hanging in there. They're trying.
All right, back to the aisle, one receiver each side, 1st and 10 on the 33. Give us to the running back up the middle, and she is brought down for loss of a yard.
Stuffed by number 47. Simmons, maybe.
So 2nd and 11. Cox continuing to take down under 8 minutes left in the game. Again, same formation offset. I. Fakes the handoff. She's rolling out to her right. Gets the pass off.
Oh,
and
no.
Just right over her hands. That
Christina.
Was intended for Christina Hutch.
Yeah, right over. Just right over.
Defenders all around.
She threaded that.
Uh-huh.
It was neat why she threaded that.
Threw it where just her receiver could catch it.
So when you try to run out the clock, does that give you a breather? It's, you know, the quarterback aspect gives you a little bit of breather. You don't have to think too much because you know you're just going to be handing off a lot.
But you still got to pay attention to your fundamentals so you don't turn the ball over.
Awesome.
You know, fumble it or make a bad exchange.
That's good. And here we go.
So we're going shotgun now. 3rd and 11. Rolling out to the right. She sees her receiver, and she is, just past her fingertips.
Right at the 10-yard line.
Again, another 30-plus yard, you know, pass from Lisa Wharton.
And it's pretty hot. She's been playing the whole game. Plus, ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Wharton did get hurt early. She got, looks like she's got a stinger in her hip, but she's back in there, got it out. So she's doing good. Great job.
So 4th down. 11 yards to pick up for a 1st down. Looks like they're going to go for it.
There you go. Like this.
There's a snap. She fakes the handoff, rolls out to the right again. Sees who she wants. Oh, intercepted.
I think she can.
Oh, and Horton brings her down. Let's see what number we got on the interception. Number 28 for the West makes the interception. About a 25, 30-yard return. Back close to midfield, just shy of midfield.
Thompson.
So it gives the ball back to the West. They got 7 minutes to work on the clock. Down 42-26.
Yeah, it was Shandor Thompson from the Amazons that did that interception. Congratulations. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
You know, shotgun to receivers each side. Rasafi back to pass. And it is, intercepted. In and out of the hands of her receiver. It's up in the air, and the defender grabs hold of it before it hits the ground.
It looked like a good pass. Rasafi had it threaded in there. It just kind of bobbled and intercepted. So.
Yeah, it was in the hands of a receiver coming out. Defender happened to be in the right place to grab it. So now the East has the ball again on the 42-yard line. 7 minutes left here in the game. They're going back to their standard I formation. Fake handoff, rolling out to the right. This is new quarterback, number 13. She's going to take it. It's pushed out of bounds. About the original line of scrimmage, all that running.
Kind of wonder about that. Why do I need to do all that running to go to one side? What's not enough making it hard? Darn it. Come on, you can do it. Come on, come on.
Okay, so we got second, about 11. Back to the I formation, one receiver on each side. Quarterback under center. Oh, got some movement.
Movement.
Like number 22 on the east. Jumped a little bit. They're going to move him back. Is that the Nighthawks quarterback?
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right.
Takes the snap, hands off to the running back, cuts around the left. Gets up to the 40-yard line. So gain about 5 on the play.
A little drum gold is in there for Lisa Horton. Maybe finish out the rest of the series here from the quarter. Blue. Fuckers still in it. I mean, they're not giving up or anything, so it's good.
So we got 3rd and 12. Ball's on the 40. Oh, blitz coming, and we got stuffed. Pitch to the running back. She is brought down about the 48. That was number 8 on the carry.
Number five. So here we go. And they're just trying to run the ball, pass it as they can. Got 5:04 left in the fourth quarter. The East leading the West 42-26.
Here comes the blitz again. Quarterback keeper gets around the outside, run it up the sideline.
Little drum gold, right.
20 of yards for the first down.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen, just a little bit longer. In about 4 minutes and 37 seconds, we'll see, we'll have a new All-Star champion. Here we go. Titch.
Big hit there by number. Oh, that hit was 42. Day on the slaughter in the West. Big hit.
I've seen that a lot. But I've seen her do it both ways, too. Defense and offense. Ayala Slaughter. A-Train. She's awesome. The Shreveport Aftershock. Hopefully we'll see her again next year. Have you heard any word?
Yeah.
So she'll be there. All right, awesome. We'll see her again next year.
The ball's on the 39-yard line. We got 2nd and 10. 3:50 left in the game. Hand off up the middle to the fullback. Getting on her feet. Gets about 5 or 6 yards before she's brought down.
She has that 44 cap.
44.
Cap.
On the carry.
Is Kephart, Michelle Kephart from the Illusion. So.
We're at 3rd and 4th. Hand off.
Number 5 again.
Number 5 cuts it outside. First down.
To the 20. Yeah,
let's
get to that part of the day where it's starting to get a little bit hotter.
Yeah, you're looking across the field and all the West players are back on the bench.
Yeah, they're not standing what they were 2 minutes ago. Everybody's pretty much trying to stay to the cooler.
So we got 1st and 10, 2:45 left in the game. So it's the line of scrimmage, by formation, one receiver on each side. Fake handoff to the fullback. She's going to roll out to her right. Quarterback keeping the ball, number 13.
Kind of faking.
Still on her feet, brought down about the 12. Just shy of the 12-yard line, 13.
13, yep, brought down by number 13 and number 82 in on the tackle. Great job on both coaches trying to get a game plan together for both sides. And here we go.
Up 2 minute warning.
Here we go. 2 minute warning. 2 minute warning. So hopefully everybody's enjoying the game live here on Blog Talk Radio with WFB Talk continues. Round Rock, Texas, at the Round Rock ISD football complex. And believe me, it's a complex. Of course, you know, in Texas, everything is bigger. I mean, just it's a good-sized stadium. So when you go to most of the schools where I used to come from out west Texas, it was just little small stands and little bitty booths. Here we got complexes.
Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
Air-conditioned press box.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, we didn't have the luxury of air conditioning back in the out west Texas, the smaller schools, though. Everything's so much bigger here. It's so neat to be here in Round Rock, Texas, just north of Austin. So I'm having a great time, and Cassie's having a great time. PJ's the silent producer in the background, which I'm going to get on the radio one of these days. She's going to announce the game one of these days with me. She gives me that little giggle. Yeah, right.
All right, here we go.
Remember now, Cassie didn't want to do it for the longest time. She was so nervous.
It's only my second time ever. Yeah. All right, pitch. Out. Ooh,
oh,
stiff arm.
Oh, that was nice.
That's
I like that.
Out. What number is that? Is that still?
Number five. Number five. I don't think I have a number five. Number five. Check it out. Or is that a two? Her shirt came out. Let's say five.
She just walk off the field?
No, she's still there. Her shirt's out. She's a tailback now.
That's a two.
Okay,
at least.
Two. Oh, wow.
Number five is on the sideline.
Okay, so it's a two. Number two is going to be Jordan Kelly from the Vipers. Oh, I met her last night.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So pitch to her again. She's cutting around the left, trying to get outside, trying to find the end zone, knocked out of bounds, 9-yard line.
And the blue player got pounded by a pulling guard in the end zone.
All right, is that going to be 1st and goal?
Should be.
Under a minute here left in the game. I'm sure they'll stick with just running the ball if they get in the end zone, they do. If not, let that clock keep ticking down. We'll probably have one more play.
Right at it. I think I'll probably try to score. Let's see if I know. Congratulations on both all these teams and players from all over the United States for coming to the All-Star Game today. Here we go.
Another handoff.
Nope.
Fake. Quarterback keeps it, runs around the left, and she gets in.
Strikes the needle.
The end zone. 8 seconds left on the clock.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome play. This young lady, Lil Drumgold, came in and did the last series for Lisa and Baltimore Nighthawks. Another. This is why they're in the All-Stars. Because they're the outstanding player of their teams, and they're showing it today, guys. They're showing it. So, the West, you know, hey, don't let you hang your heads down. You guys, you're kicking butt. Oh, I see a little splash. Coach getting splashed with water from the blue.
So we got 8 seconds left. They're going for the two-point conversion. Quarterback's going to keep it and get stuffed.
Get stuffed in the back.
So your score with 8 seconds left. East 48, West 26. Here at your 2009 IWFL All-Star Game in Round Rock, Texas, the sports capital of Texas.
Thank you, Cheesy. You're getting congratulated for doing a great job for women's tackle football.
Cool.
This is cool. We're having fun. So we got like 8 seconds left on the clock. We're going to get one more kickoff, and you never know.
Yeah.
People, football teams have pitched back, go back. You know, they do some weird things. Want to try to score a touchdown, so you never know. Or running back for a touchdown. So we'll see. But you never know. Oh, we're having a good time here, guys. It is great. Here in Round Rock, Texas, the Round Rock Dynasty, listening to WFB continues your Blood Talk Round Kick. Little Pooch. Got it to number 81. Keep trying.
Gets out of bounds. As
time expires. You want to see one more play?
So that's your ball game. Final score, East 48, West 26.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight here on WFB Talk. Continue the Blog Talk Radio with your hosts, Rami from Sports Geeks, and Cassie, the quarterback for the Shreveport Aftershock, and our sound producer, BJ, in the background. So thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight, and we're getting ready to head home. So nothing, I'll make it. Okay.
All right. Thank you all for listening.
Have a great night, and we'll catch you again. Bye-bye.